KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward Program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Are you all ready for a good time for a great cause? Well, join Chicks and Chaps at Woody's on Monday, April 14th from 5 to 9 p.m. for the Chicks and Chaps Brewhouse Takeover. We're serving up a limited edition of Chicks and Chaps American Light Lager. And don't miss your shot at winning 4 rodeo tickets in our big drawing. Must be present to win. Come raise a glass and help our effort to help local breast cancer patients, because every sip makes a difference. See you at Woody's Monday, April 14th.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dues at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat, enjoy lively Celtic and folk music, feast like royalty, and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, $11 to $17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and Skip the Lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Henderson. And Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Henderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guarantee placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition-free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Your website about how to treat that, and one of the things you mentioned was perhaps upgrading the windows to a replacement window. And I've thought of that, but at the same time I have a concern. If you do a replacement window, do you lose some of the window area? And if you don't use the replacement windows, would you have to take out the moldings around the windows and start from scratch, basically?
All right. Well, first of all, is the moisture that you're seeing, is that condensation that's on the inside of the glass, or is it more of like a fog condensation that you're seeing between the panes of glass?
It is on the glass, on the lower part of each upper and lower window. It's the basic window with a sash that has a lock, and I'm seeing it on the upper window and the lower window at the bottoms.
All right, and you're sure it's not in between the glass? It's not like you have a thermal pane window where you have like two panes of glass with some space in between?
No.
All right, so then maybe what's going on here is you just have high humidity inside your home, and that's worth taking a look at things like making sure your kitchen vent fan is vented to the exterior of the house. Same with a bathroom fan. It's got to be vented to the exterior. And look at all the different ways that moisture could be getting into your home. Generally, poor drainage conditions at your foundation can turn your foundation simply into sort of this big evaporative pad that soaks up all the water and then evaporates it directly into your home. And all of those reasons and more give you sources of high humidity, and simply eliminating some of that can definitely help a little bit. Now, in terms of those windows, I'd say a couple of options do come to mind. I mean, there's such a thing as an interior storm window that you could be considering, which would be less expensive than replacing your entire window. And that's something you might put in just seasonally, because I suspect this is more of a cold weather problem than a warm weather problem. Now, secondly, you asked about how a replacement window would work. Well, to be called a replacement window, by its very description, means that we're not taking apart the siding and the trim from the inside or the outside. If you do all of that, that's a new construction window. A replacement window is going to fit inside the opening of the existing wood frame exactly.
In a perfect world.
Yeah, right, Jim. You always have to make sure that it's measured correctly by the professional that's going to install it. Because if there is an issue, which sometimes there's measurement issues, at least it's on them to kind of fix it. If you measure this yourself and it's off, it's on you. You now own a window that doesn't fit and a new window that does fit. So, I mean, you can either do a replacement window or an interior storm window, but once you do all of that, you kind of just have to really work on reducing those humidity levels inside that are contributing to making this problem, and then all of that will go away.
Well, I appreciate that. I like the idea of the replacement window. One, there's two reasons. One is my current window, they don't make, the company doesn't even exist anymore. So maybe by getting that upgraded window, I would get a much better product. And I notice where I lock the windows, I guess that piece is called a sash, the windows don't fit together very well either. So maybe they're, I don't know, a quarter of an inch off or so. So I feel like I get some air intrusion from there as well. So upgrading the windows maybe would give me better heating efficiency in the home as well.
For sure. If you replace that window with an upgraded window that's available today, there's been so many advancements in energy efficiency that you're going to end up with a way better window in the first place. So I would start by looking for a window that's been certified by Energy Star, and you're going to see a label right on the window for that. Then there's also going to be a label for the NFRC, sort of. It's the National Fenestration Rating Council. You'll see that label. It has several different measurements on there, and you can use that to just simply compare and contrast between windows to determine the level of energy efficiency of that glass on that window that you're purchasing, because that's super important. That's going to tell you how much thermal efficiency those windows are going to have.
Okay, that sounds good. You've really put my mind at ease knowing that, you know, the replacement window is not, I'm not going to lose much area, so I appreciate that.
Well, you're very welcome, Lee. Good luck with your project. Sounds like you have a beautiful home.
Okay, thanks again. Great talking with you. Bye.
And Leslie, could you imagine on career day at school, a kid saying, and my dad's a fenestrator?
No one would know what that means.
Right.
Right, but now Lee does. Now Lee knows what the National Fenestration Council does.
Well, he certainly does now.
Thanks so much for joining us here on The Money Pit. Coming up, from launching side hustles to building a home gym, we share a new survey that reveals what Americans are doing to get more out of their garages. Coming up next. Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluid Master has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers
3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 bird feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Welcome back, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti, and this is The Money Pit. From enhancing curb appeal, guys, at your homes to creating the perfect indoor oasis, every episode of our Money Pit podcast is packed with actionable insights to make your home improvement dreams a reality. So subscribe now on Apple Podcasts and embark on your journey to home renovation success. Jim, let's get back to the phones.
Oh, no, the women from New York teaming up on me again. We've got Kim on the line in New York. How can we help out, Kim?
I have a water heater. It's a oil-fired, I guess is what you would say. And 2 years ago, we just got city water lines at my home. The rest of the years, the house is 56 years old, it's been well water. And I'm getting a staining or discolored water.
All right, Kim, are you seeing this only from the hot water side?
Yeah. I put a paper towel in the sink and I drip the water and it's all discolored.
Well, you definitely have some rust in there somewhere, and I'm not quite sure if that's coming from the water heater or if that's coming from the plumbing line, but that's probably what's happening. Now, if you let that water run for a long time as opposed to just dripping, is it still discolored?
Yeah, I let the water in the bathroom sinks just run as thin for quite a while.
All right, and there's a film, like a colored film. How old is that water heater?
Well, I don't know where to look for the age of it.
All right, but what would you guess?
Probably 06. When I had it first serviced.
All right. Well, it's probably older than that. Then, you know, it's pretty old then. So you're probably at the end of a normal life cycle for that water heater, and you may be replacing it sooner rather than later. Now, you did say it was oil fired, but you don't have gas in the house?
No, there's no gas lines out here.
All right. So your option was either electric or oil. Is that right?
Correct.
All right, so there's another type of water heater today that's electric, and it's much more efficient than the old-fashioned electric water heaters, and I just want to make sure that you're aware of it. It's called a heat pump water heater, and it uses a different type of technology, and the prices on these have come way down since they first came out, and there are a number of really interesting benefits to those heat pumps today that might make them more attractive to pick up than another oil water heater, which is going to be expensive and not nearly as efficient, so I would definitely take a look at a heat pump water heater.
Oil-fired ones are expensive.
Yeah, they're less efficient, and you're going to pay more for it.
Okay, thank you. I will look into this.
Yeah, definitely look into it. All right, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Okay, thank you.
Well, the garage has long been associated as a birthplace of innovation. I mean, just think about it. It's where the first Apple computer was pieced together and where Nirvana honed their craft before skyrocketing to fame. And I'm sure a lot of less well-known businesses also got their start in their garage space. So it's no surprise that a recent survey conducted by Craftsman revealed that a whopping 76% of homeowners see their garages as having the potential to be the most productive room in their home. However, The first crucial step towards realizing this potential is decluttering, which is why a significant 78% of homeowners have slated garage organization as a priority project for the spring season. According to the survey, while most homeowners, 76%, primarily use their garage for vehicle storage, that sounds like wishful thinking. I don't think I know 76% of people that keep their car in the garage. But other garage uses do include plans to utilize the space for home improvement projects or gardening. Over a quarter of the respondents credit their garage space for kickstarting a lucrative side hustle. More than 2 in 5 homeowners have transformed their garage into a gym or exercise area. And finally, half of all homeowners intend to invest in a garage organization solution within the next year. So whether you are big on camping, gardening, working on a car, or, you know, hopping from project to project, it's really smart to get that garage organized and set it up for success for however you plan to use that space. And, you know, maybe you actually intend to park your car in there, which, who knows? What a novel idea.
I don't think I've ever heard of anybody doing that, Leslie.
I never have.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. My garage is definitely my weak link.
Seinfeld had a funny joke. He would always say that garage is one letter away from garbage. So it's kind of like the last stop before you put something in the trash too many times.
Yeah, funny show, by the way.
Loved it.
Kenny's got a new house, Leslie. Lucky man. And some interesting things are happening there. Kenny, what's happening?
It's a two-story house. And when I'm downstairs looking up at the ceiling of the second level, I can almost see the outlines of all the studs. And I've looked up online, and I think it's something that might be called ghosting. I'm just not sure what to do with it, and just looking for some advice.
All right. Welcome, Kenny. Yeah, it is called ghosting, and it's not when, like, that job or person you like doesn't call you back.
Number blocked? What, you got to be kidding me?
Right. It's totally different in this situation. Ghosting is basically, I mean, think about it. If warm air rises, right, so you have dust in the air, or even this happens a lot when you burn candles or you do a lot of cooking and you get some smoke that gets into the air, it's going to stick to the cooler parts of the ceiling above. So what's happening is that soot or moisture or whatever is coming up from the dust and the dirt and all of those things goes flying up into the air in the warm air as it rises and sticks to that cool part of the ceiling. And what's happening is you're noticing that that cooler part is the bottom of the joist touching the drywall itself. So you're going to end up, especially if the surface above is heated, so you're really going to see sort of the outline of those joists with this sort of ghosting. In your case, you can't really insulate, so it's just going to be a maintenance issue for you, I guess. So what I would say is when you're ready to paint the ceiling, I would prime it. Make sure you use a good quality primer because that's going to seal in anything that's already on the ceiling. And then a good quality top coat that's a ceiling paint. You don't want to use anything that has a sheen to it, or you're going to notice some other issues. You're going to see nail pops, cracks, weird things that happen when the drywall isn't installed correctly. But if the surface is flat, you're not going to see any of that. Make sure you pick up a washable paint, because what you're going to need to do is when things start to sort of ghost up again, you're going to take a clean sponge mat, you're going to hold it upside down, get it damp, and literally just wipe down that ceiling when you start to see that buildup again. So for you, this is just going to be a maintenance project.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. That's doable for me. I appreciate it.
All right. Good luck with your project, Kenny. Thanks for calling us, and you can happily say we didn't ghost you at 888-MONEY-PIT. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, building a garden bed is a perfect DIY project to take on this time of year. Super simple, and it gives you a space to grow veggies and flowers or pretty much anything you want. And with grocery prices the way they are lately, who doesn't want to get this project started? So stick around.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. That's 800-425-1161.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road. /wonder.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
When people sometimes get very good positions in their life, whether with their career or something else, they tend to forget other things that are going well for them. So I really appreciated that when I asked the question, what is your biggest success? You didn't think of your job, you thought of your family and your kids. That's a really good perspective to give, I think.
Yeah, I mean, we talk a lot about the bank of work-life balance, right? You have to give people the opportunity to take care of their life because they become a lot better employees when they feel comfortable about what's going on outside of work. I think you have to have priorities, and if you don't make your family a priority, I think it ends up hurting you and doing your job.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Hi, I'm prosthodontist Alfonso Pinheiro with good news in the world of dental health. ClearChoice Dental Implant Center is introducing a lifetime warranty on its full-arch zirconia prosthesis, which provide lasting solutions for missing or failing teeth. ClearChoice is a national leader in fixed full-arch restorations, trusted by more than 200,000 patients. Its industry-leading warranty covers the replacement of the zirconia prosthesis in the rare event of a covered fracture or crack. The lifetime warranty reinforces ClearChoice's commitment to durability and patient satisfaction. The ClearChoice lifetime warranty on fixed full-arch zirconia restorations gives patients peace of mind and long-term confidence in their smile. I'm Dr. Alfonso Pinheiro. Visit clearchoice.com for more information.
Warranty applies to cracks or breaks in zirconia arches, but not issues with implant integration or ordinary wear. Void if patient fails to follow clinical instructions, receives treatment outside the ClearChoice network, or is dismissed as a patient. Available in participating ClearChoice locations for new patients.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community.
An Indiana ambulance service provider is trying to address shortages and look out for veterans at the same time. TransCare's new training program aims to do two things. First, address the EMS personnel shortage. Second, provide veterans and recently transitioned service members an easier return to civilian life. The intent is to help veterans understand that there are occupations out there they may have not considered. The company usually provides transports between hospital facilities, but Operation EMS is part of their effort to train and certify emergency medical technicians and paramedics. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Welcome back to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT and let us know what you are working on or maybe what you're planning to tackle this spring season at your Money Pit. We're here to help you realize all of your home improvement dreams. Jim, who's on the line?
In Little Rock, we've got Nancy, who has some plumbing issues going on at her money pit. So what's going on there, Nance? Fill us in.
We've got a 22-year-old house, and about a month ago, only the cold water in the master bathroom got a real bitter taste, and even a tiny sip is just enough to really make you feel sick. I've just quit using it for drinking. I will get my water out of the hot water tap before it gets hot, and that's what I'll use to rinse my mouth and everything, brushing my teeth.
Are you finding the issue in other faucets of the house?
None of the rest of them have any problems like that at all. They seem to be going just fine. The upstairs bath, the kitchen, the hall bathroom, don't have any issues with the taste of the water.
And you have an ice maker with a water line, too? Is there anything weird going on there?
Yes, the ice maker, just all of a sudden here, a few weeks ago, I started getting almost blue ice cubes.
Wow.
I poured the ice out, and I threw away the blue ice cubes, and then I poured the ice out, and it ran, and I got clear ice cubes, but I poured them out and got some more, and it seems to be doing fine. I haven't seen it come back.
Yeah, that's super unusual, but we've got some ideas here. I mean, I'm not convinced that you're absolutely right. I think what I would do here is, first, are you on city water or are you on well water?
We are on city water.
All right, so I would report this to the water company and request that they test the water at your house. And secondly, I think you should test the water by hopping online and finding a good comprehensive water testing kit. They're not expensive. They're going to test for a whole host of contaminants, and they're going to test that water and see what comes back. And if you ever see something odd again, like with that nasty taste in water, if you taste that cold water and it tastes really bad, grab some of that immediately and send that in for a test. And I would do a little research on your own by testing the water to see if we can figure out what's going on, because it definitely doesn't sound right. Sometimes fixtures deteriorate and you get more metal and more metal leaches into that water, but I don't know what's happening here. It doesn't hurt to replace that fixture in the master bath, but I'd be really concerned about that water condition in the whole house, so I would definitely start there.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, building a raised garden bed can be a super simple DIY project. It's perfect for adding greenery and growing your own veggies and herbs and flowers. So here's a step-by-step guide to help you create your own raised garden bed. First of all, you've got to choose a location. Select a spot in your yard that receives adequate sunlight for all the plants that you plan on growing. You're also going to want a space where the ground is relatively level to help with stability for that raised garden bed. Remember, you can also put it on wheels. So if your yard has like a tricky sunlight situation, you can build something that's more portable. Next, you've got to determine size and shape. Think about the dimensions and shape of this garden bed. Common sizes are about 4x4 or 4 feet by 8 feet. But keep in mind that you don't want these garden beds to be wider than 4 feet, because otherwise you're not going to be able to access it from all sides. Next, you've got to gather your materials. So purchase or gather those necessary materials based on your chosen dimensions. You want to opt for treated wood or cedar or redwood, which are naturally resistant to rot. Then your next step is to assemble the frame. Now, you can use your wood boards, construct the frame for that raised garden bed. If you're using multiple boards for each side, you want to secure them together at the corners with screws and nails. Now, prepare the site. Clear the whole area where you're placing this raised garden bed of any debris, rocks, weeds. It's also a good idea to lay down some landscaping fabric or even cardboard just to kind of prevent those weeds from growing up and into that raised flower bed. Now you're at the point where you can place the flower bed, position the assembled frame in that desired spot, make sure it's level. You can adjust by adding or removing soil underneath. And then fill this bed with soil. You want a mixture of high-quality soil and compost, or you can kind of even pick up a ready-to-use bedding mix. And you want to get enough so that you have a depth of at least 6 to 12 inches of soil. And that's really going to depend on the plants that you'll be growing. Now, plant your garden, and once that raised bed is filled with soil, you can put anything you want, veggies, herbs, flowers. But follow those planting instructions for each type of plant and make sure you leave the recommended space between everything to get that optimum growth. Also, follow watering directions. You want to make sure you water your newly planted garden thoroughly so that that soil remains consistently moist but not waterlogged. And keep in mind that because the garden bed is above ground, it will dry out more quickly than a garden that's planted directly into the ground. You can get started on this project now, and you're going to be enjoying a homegrown salad with a little bouquet of fresh flowers in no time flat.
Mm.
You're invited for dinner, Jim. I'll make you a salad.
Uh-huh. Thanks, Leslie.
You're welcome.
Ah, Leslie, out to the great state of Texas. We've got Randy, who's dealing with some glass shower doors. What's happening, Randy? Give us the details, please.
Well, I was just curious as to a product that I could apply to my glass shower doors to help repel the water so that it doesn't dry up into water spots and whatnot.
Yeah, so if you leave it alone, is the water like leaving like a little bit of crustiness sort of on the glass?
Correct.
Because if it is, it might just have some mineral deposits in it, and you're going to get those sort of white stains that really stick. So are you familiar with a product called Rain-X, Randy?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you can use Rain-X on a shower door, and it's going to work fantastically. So if you apply it to the inside of the shower door, you want to get them really clean and then follow the instructions on Rain-X. You want to make sure that you put it on with a damp cloth, let it dry, then you buff it. I think you're going to find that those shower doors will release that water miraculously for a few months. In fact, a lot longer than the product lasts when it's on your car because it doesn't get as much abuse from constant rain that it could outside. But it doesn't have the abrasion factor going on there. So I think Rain-X is going to be a good trick for that. And, of course, the other thing is to just kind of get you and the rest of the family in the habit of wiping down the doors when you're done with the squeegee. I mean, a lot of times you're going to see people keeping squeegees right in their shower. They sort of suction cup to the wall or right to the door itself. And that does help a lot, but I would definitely give the Rain-X a shot.
Okay. Super good.
All right. Good luck with that, and thanks so much for reaching out to the Money Pit.
We appreciate you.
That doesn't mean they have to shower in windshield washer solvent, does it?
No.
Boy, honey, you look a lovely shade of blue today.
That would be just weird, Jim.
Oh, big surprise from me. Yeah, weird. Go figure.
This is the Money Pit. You can give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, now that it's spring cleaning season, the number one tool you need to work, and that you need to work well, is going to be your vacuum. And if it's just not as good as it used to be, we're going to share some troubleshooting tips to help you get it back in action when the Money Pit returns. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second-story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative underdeck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joist between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rain Escape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com, and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. Welcome back to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti. Are you guys ready to unlock your home's potential? Well, you can when you dive into the Money Pit podcast. You're going to get expert tips to turn your house into a home and tackle any home project with confidence. Follow us today at moneypit.com/podcast. Well, is your vacuum cleaner acting up? You know, the fix may be easier than you think. You kind of just have to start by checking the suction. If it's poor or if it's just not happening at all, there could be a clog in the hose, the bag, the filter, or the canister just may be full and need to be replaced or emptied. You know, there's a lot of different reasons why the suction could not be so great. Are you hearing a funny noise or is the vacuum vibrating? Well, if it sounds like it's coming from the motor area, you might have a broken fan blade inside. If the noise is coming from the brush area, then it could be a defective brush roller bearing or maybe even the brush roller itself. If either is defective and needs replacing, those are pretty easy DIY projects. Now, if your vacuum is simply hard to push or maybe you smell burning rubber, it could suggest that you've got a broken or a worn out belt. So check that brush roller for any obstructions, clear away any pet hair or carpet fibers, and if that brush roller begins to spin freely with the belt removed, you can reinstall the belt and test for proper operation. So there's some things that you can kind of do to troubleshoot what's going on. If you do find that you need to replace that vacuum cleaner's belt, buy 2, keep that extra one handy, maybe where you keep the vacuum bags or your cleaning supplies, or even go ahead and just tape it to the vacuum handle so it's always there. You know, these belts are cheap. They're worth having an extra one on hand always. So definitely start to troubleshoot this vacuum. Let's get it working again before we have to run out and buy a new one. If you want some more troubleshooting tips, you can visit moneypit.com and search vacuum cleaner.
Ah, the smell of a burning vacuum cleaner belt.
Nah, gross.
It's horrible.
All right, now we've got Lee, who reached out to us through moneypit.com/ask or through the app. So this is awesome, and it's a Vox Pop recording. So let's listen to Lee.
I have cement board siding on the exterior of my home. I have a German Shepherd puppy that gnawed the corners off of 4 pieces of the siding in the middle of a wall. The corner, what I mean by corners, it's about a triangular corner about 1 inch deep on each board. Obviously, I can't remove the board off the home, so how do I repair that to get it looking somewhat normal?
Well, Lee, I think, first of all, you sound like you have a really cute pup who needs a new toy, because just chewing on the corners of your walls isn't going to work. So first we've gone to the pet store, we've got a new toy, but I think repairing the damage is going to depend on how much of it is actually physically gone. If it's a small area, which it sounds like what you're describing, there's a product called Wood Epox. It's a 2-part product, and basically you take a scoop out of each little pint-sized container, and you mush it together, and it becomes like a putty, and you just kind of keep mushing it and mixing it until it becomes activated, and then you use this putty to actually form that corner. Now, depending, it could be a little difficult where you have surfaces that are adjacent to, you know, different things, or maybe you get different movement. It depends. I mean, if you can reform this corner, That's what's really cool about the wood epoxy. It just depends on the area that you're working on. Because if you can get into the spot and make that corner, it's going to be great. But if it kind of butts against a frame or something, you're going to have a little bit more of a difficult time. And once it dries and cures, you can sand it, you can chisel it, you can saw it. I mean, basically, it becomes just like wood. And then, of course, you're going to have to paint it. Now, the other part of it is that you obviously can't remove the siding. I mean, you can remove the siding. It's not an easy project, but it can be done. It's done all the time. And typically the way this happens is the first piece comes off and then usually it's kind of damaged. It can't be replaced. I mean, it depends if it's clappered, for example. I'll give you a trick of the trade, though, for clappered siding. If you have nails that go through the clappered, what we would recommend in a case like this is to take a very long, thin-set nail and just drive the nail all the way through that first board and the second board underneath that. And then what that does, it tends to release the board that's like tucked up under it, and then you can take it out. And then what you would do is cut a new piece, and then you can kind of stagger that joint. So if the first piece, maybe you're going to put down like a 2-foot piece on the end of a building, the second layer down, you might put that joint 4 feet from the end of the building, and so on. So you don't end up with everything sort of stacked on top of one another. You may also need some professional help here if none of this makes sense to you, but I can tell this kind of thing happens all the time. It can be repaired that way. I would give the wood epoxy a shot first because, you know, nothing ventured, nothing gained. And of course, take that puppy on a field trip to the local pet store and find something good to chew on. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Up next, if you're looking for an easy way to make windows sparkle, we're going to share a recipe of a natural window cleaner you can mix up from stuff you already have in your cupboards when the Money Pit returns.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Market RCA US LLC.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Elon's not cutting Medicare, just the billions in waste of it.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
As the left freaks out claiming Elon Musk is going to cut Medicare, remember during Obamacare when health insurers got double paid by Medicaid for hundreds of thousands of patients and our government didn't check?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti, and I've got Jim Kenzie here, who's going to throw me an email question. Who's up this hour?
We've got one here from Phil, who writes, can I use hardwood planks in my basement? We've extended our gutters and added a French drain, which empties into two different sump pumps, so water shouldn't be a problem.
All right. Well, good job here, Phil, on taking all of those necessary steps to keep your basement dry. But that said, you really can't put solid hardwood planks below grade because even if you don't have water, you certainly have high humidity just because it's, you know, built into the ground. That concrete is eventually going to hold enough moisture and humidity to make those boards want to twist and warp. So not the best choice to put a natural hardwood downstairs. If you do want a natural wood look, the best type of wood flooring, and really the only type of wood flooring that you can put in a basement, is called engineered hardwood. It looks just like regular hardwood from the top side, but it's laminated. So think about it. That top layer is real wood, and then below it you've got different layers that are glued together and sort of at opposing grain, so it makes it super structural and really, really durable. And it's much like that because the top layer is the hardwood that you want and that you love, but all of those under layers are dimensionally stable, which makes it perfect for a below-grade space. Now, there's other options like engineered vinyl plank. EVP is amazing. It looks like wood. It comes in hundreds of different designs and colors, and it's completely unaffected by any level of moisture, I mean, including a full flood if that were ever to happen. But you definitely don't want to put down a hardwood in the basement. You're just going to be unhappy when it starts to warp and twist. And you know what? You can always add a beautiful area rug and make that basement space feel super cozy and finished. There's a lot of great options when it comes to below-grade flooring, and I know you're going to find the right one.
Go the EVP route. Go the EVP route.
All right, Jim's obviously got a favorite.
Hey, crew, are you looking for an easy way to make windows sparkle? Well, Leslie has a recipe for a natural window cleaner you can mix up from stuff you have at home already in today's version of Leslie's Last Word. Take it away, Leslie.
All right. Well, now that that weather is warming up, it's a great time to brighten up your windows to let the sun shine through. After a long winter, you do find that a lot of dirt and grime and salt and sand can accumulate on the windows. So here's an easy way to get those windows sparkling again. You want to mix one part white vinegar with 10 parts water, and then you can use old cotton socks to wipe them clean. And I mean, you can even put the socks right on your hands and get into all the corners and grooves, and that's going to leave the glass shiny and bright. Newspaper also does a great trick to leave those windows streak-free. If the screens are looking a little yucky from their winter wear, a lint roller is an awesome way to freshen them up. You also want to try, on the days when you want to clean the windows, try to go with one on a cloudy day so the sun doesn't dry out the cleaning solution too quickly, and then that's going to leave streaks, and it's going to make you have to work harder. And if you've got some hard-to-reach windows, you can clean both sides at once with a magnetic cleaner. These things are super awesome. I thought they were always only for fish tanks, but no, you can use them on your windows as well. They are powerful magnets. They attach from the interior and the exterior of the pane. And then it makes like a super efficient way to clean that window. And they're super fun as well. So why not go ahead and give it a try? You may be able to clean that window without flipping the pane in. So who knows? Let's get those windows super sparkly this spring and summer season.
Sprinkly. How many S's were there in a row there, Leslie?
She sells seashells by the seashore.
And she can have at it because I couldn't do that if I tried.
You know, sometimes I trip myself up. Sometimes I don't.
There you go.
Next week, guys, on the Money Pit, if building a patio is on your to-do list this spring season, we're going to share some tricks of the trade to building a patio that will last for many years to come. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-915-8003. 800-915-8003. That's 800-915.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Washington and Tehran will hold more negotiations next week over Iran's advancing nuclear program. U.S. Mideast envoy Steve Witkoff and Iran's foreign minister held initial talks Saturday in Oman. Meanwhile, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says President Trump has been steadfast in his opposition to Iran obtaining a nuclear weapon. Former GOP California Congressman John Campbell says President Trump has a lot of work ahead of him in negotiating new trade deals in more than 70 nations.
Each country's industries and things they want to protect of themselves are different. And in each case, what they ship to us is different that we buy from them. So I don't think it's just about China. I think it is about all these other countries.
Campbell says since World War II, the United States has been the only country allowing truly free trade. However, the lack of reciprocation has been damaging to many American industries. Also at townhall.com, in many states, the concern for measles cases continues to grow.
Indiana has joined five other states with active measles outbreaks. The majority of cases are in Texas. 60 more were reported, and a third measles-related death in New Mexico was made public. At a cabinet meeting, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said,
"Our numbers in this country have now plateaued. And I want to thank CDC for that."
But the virus continues to spread in mostly people who are unvaccinated. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has redeployed a team to West Texas. Health experts fear the virus will take hold in other communities with low vaccination rates, and the spread could stretch on for a year. I'm Ed Donahue.
A vaccination to prevent painful shingles may offer an extra benefit. New research says it may lower the risk of dementia. Doctors have known certain viruses increase risk for dementia, including the virus that causes chickenpox. More stories at breakingnews@townhall.com.
Let's see, if something costs...
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily, it helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. For Relief Factor.
Former Trump campaign advisor Tim Murtaugh predicts Democrats will continue to lose elections because they insist on taking the 20 side of 80-20 politics issues, just because President Trump is on the other side.
Now they're out there, they're yelling and screaming about the SAVE Act, which the House just passed, which of course does nothing except prevent foreign citizens from voting in American elections.
Murtaugh believes Democrats will have a hard time winning next year's midterm elections if they continue basing their positions on opposing Donald Trump.
And we talk about 80-20 issues where 80% of the people see things one way and only 20% see it the other way. The Democrats have this amazing knack for picking the 20 every single time just because Trump is on the other side and he's on the 80.
Murtaugh spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. You'll find more breaking news, analysis, and more stories and headlines at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting. There may be a pullback on less polluting buses for school kids. Here's Lisa Dwyer.
Hundreds of school districts around the United States may have to abandon plans to require electric buses after an EPA freeze on funding. Some districts who already bought the buses have not yet been reimbursed and wonder if they ever will be. That sparked panic and confusion in districts that must find other ways to cover the costs or delay or cancel their purchases. The freeze also hits companies building and selling the buses. The push for electric buses has long had bipartisan support, with many arguing the transition will help the environment and benefit the health of children while saving districts money over the long run. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Wall Street rallied Friday. The Dow gained 619 points. The S&P 500 was ahead 95. And the NASDAQ Composite climbed 337 points. More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty. And shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, $11 to 17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Are you all ready for a good time for a great cause? Well, join Chicks and Chaps at Woody's on Monday, April 14th from 5 to 9 p.m. for the Chicks and Chaps Brewhouse Takeover. We're serving up a limited edition of Chicks and Chaps American Light Lager. And don't miss your shot at winning 4 rodeo tickets in our big drawing. Must be present to win. Help raise a glass and help our effort to help local breast cancer patients, because every sip makes a difference. See you at Woody's Monday, April 14th.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Educate and inspire you to make those home improvement projects a success. Whether you are a do-it-yourselfer or a do-it-for-me kind of person, we are here to lend a hand. Coming up, a new survey reveals how homeowners are transforming their garages into the most productive spaces of their homes. We're going to share how you can optimize your garage space for maximum efficiency and creativity. Also ahead, building a garden bed is a perfect DIY project to take on this time of year. It's relatively simple, and it gives you space to grow veggies and flowers or pretty much anything you'd like. We're going to walk you through those step by steps. And now that it is spring cleaning season, the number one tool you need to work and work pretty well is going to be the vacuum. And if yours just doesn't have the sucking power that it used to, we're going to share troubleshooting tips to get it back in action. But first, what's your home renovation plan for the season ahead? You have a project or two in mind? Well, we want to help you create your best home ever. So whether you want to renovate a house, a condo, or an apartment, we can help you with answers to those questions and help you renovate and remodel like a pro. Jim, who's on the line?
Out in Maryland, Leslie, we have Robin, who's doing a flooring project. How can we help out, Robin?
So I have the whole house. It's a condo in Ocean City, so from the front door to the back door, all needs to be done. But the kitchen area has issues with getting the appliances out, so I wanted to put the laminate from the front wall to the back wall without trying to take out that little Luan thing that they have for, like, the backing for a... what was linoleum floor? I think a quarter inch going in, and then it has an opening that leads into the living room, dining room area. That I wanted to know if I could put one of those tread things there and make the transition look good, or is it gonna look not fit together and look funny? I didn't want to take up the luan in the kitchen that goes underneath of all the cabinets.
Yeah, I hear you, but the only thing here is if you put the laminate right on top of that, you need to make sure that you're not blocking your dishwasher in. Because if you have a floor that's higher than the dishwasher, and it's okay if you have like those screw legs, you know, that adjust the height of the dishwasher, you can kind of give yourself an inch or so of room where you can adjust those legs up or down and get it out without having to deal with removing the countertop over that flooring. I've seen people actually lock the dishwasher in by putting the flooring right up against it, and now they can't get it out without truly removing the countertop. But in terms of your question about the sill, yes, you can put a transition piece across. That's, you know, probably a good idea, because there's going to be so much traffic in this room, it will make sure that that area of the floor doesn't start to buckle or wear more quickly than the rest of the room. I would probably just choose something that matches the color. I don't know if you're going to find the exact product that you're using made in the sill version, but you could probably find something close. I mean, generally you get those sills from the manufacturer at the same time as you're getting the flooring, but if you've got two completely different things, I would go with something that sort of matches whatever else is in the room. You know, maybe it's metal, or maybe it's marble, or maybe it's a different color wood that you're pulling an idea from a different room, or the room that it, you know, is adjacent to, or the cabinets, but you'll find something that will go.
Should I have it be wide, like the 4 inches of the wall opening?
Yeah, again, it's got to be about 4 inches wide. I've got a transition in my house that's about 8 inches wide because I've got to cover the whole depth of the floor, and it just happened to work out well for that space. But a threshold should definitely be about 4 inches wide. Otherwise, it's going to simply be hard for you to attach it. And if you've got a really thin piece of trim in there already, you want to make sure that it's wiggle-free. There's just a ton of foot traffic in this area, so that width is going to help you keep everything very stable.
Hey, that's very helpful. So lift the feet on the appliances before I install the floor, and widest transition possible.
Yeah, obviously take the refrigerator out too. I mean, you don't want to block in any appliances. You're going to be super sad if you have to get, you know, if chances are, say, you get this beautiful floor down, and then a month or two later the dishwasher dies, and then you just can't get it out, and you've got to kind of take everything apart, whether it's the counter or the flooring. Let's just do it right the first time.
Yes. Yay, you helped me very much. Thank you.
All right, Robin, good luck with your project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Because you know darn well I would break the countertop, Leslie.
Of course you would. I mean, I feel like that's just what's bound to happen. And it's always like that. You start one small project and then, you know, something happens and you break something or you drop something.
It's my life story.
Yeah, same as Jim.
Okay, we're going to go up to Maine, and we've got Lee on the line. He's got a window quandary. What's going on, Lee?
I have a really nice home. It was built in 2000. It's a 3,000 square foot hip roof colonial, well built, except I think for the windows. I have low E glass windows, not the highest quality windows. I think the builder could have done a better job there. And I notice during the day that I have a lot of, well, when I wake up in the morning, I have a lot of moisture on the windows, and I've read on your website about how to treat that. And one of the things you mentioned was perhaps upgrading the windows to a replacement window. And I've thought of that, but at the same time, I have a concern. If you do a replacement window, do you lose some of the window area? And if you don't use the replacement windows, would you have to take out the moldings around the windows and start from scratch, basically?
All right. Well, first of all, is the moisture that you're seeing, is that condensation that's on the inside of the glass, or is it more of like a fog condensation that you're seeing between the panes of glass?
It is on the glass, on the lower part of each upper and lower window. It's the basic window with a sash that has a lock, and I'm seeing it on the upper window and the lower window at the bottoms.
All right, and you're sure it's not in between the glass? It's not like you have a thermal pane window where you have like two panes of glass with some space in between?
No.
All right, so then maybe what's going on here is you just have high humidity inside your home, and that's worth taking a look at things like making sure your kitchen vent fan is vented to the exterior of the house. Same with a bathroom fan. It's got to be vented to the exterior. And look at all the different ways that moisture could be getting into your home. Generally, poor drainage conditions at your foundation can turn your foundation simply into sort of this big evaporative pad that soaks up all the water and then evaporates it directly into your home. And all of those reasons and more give you sources of high humidity, and simply eliminating some of that can definitely help a little bit. Now, in terms of those windows, I'd say a couple of options do come to mind. I mean, there's such a thing as an interior storm window that you could be considering, which would be less expensive than replacing your entire window. And that's something you might put in just seasonally, because I suspect this is more of a cold weather problem than a warm weather problem. Now, secondly, you asked about how a replacement window would work. Well, to be called a replacement window, by its very description, means that we're not taking apart the siding and the trim from the inside or the outside. If you do all of that, that's a new construction window. A replacement window is going to fit inside the opening of the existing wood frame exactly.
In a perfect world.
Yeah, right, Jim. You always have to make sure that it's measured correctly by the professional that's going to install it. Because if there is an issue, which sometimes there's measurement issues, at least it's on them to kind of fix it. If you measure this yourself and it's off, it's on you. You now own a window that doesn't fit and a new window that does fit. So, I mean, you can either do a replacement window or an interior storm window, but once you do all of that, you kind of just have to really work on reducing those humidity levels inside that are contributing to making this problem, and then all of that will go away.
Well, I appreciate that. I like the idea of the replacement window. There's two reasons. One is my current window, the company doesn't even exist anymore. So maybe by getting that upgraded window, I would get a much better product. And I notice where I lock the windows, I guess that piece is called a sash, the windows don't fit together very well either. So maybe they're, I don't know, a quarter of an inch off or so. So I feel like I get some air intrusion from there as well. So upgrading the windows maybe would give me better heating efficiency in the home as well.
For sure. If you replace that window with an upgraded window that's available today, there's been so many advancements in energy efficiency that you're going to end up with a way better window in the first place. So I would start by looking for a window that's been certified by Energy Star, and you're going to see a label right on the window for that. Then there's also going to be a label for the NFRC, sort of, it's the National Fenestration Rating Council. You'll see that label. It has several different measurements on there, and you can use that to just simply compare and contrast between windows to determine the level of energy efficiency of that glass on that window that you're purchasing, because that's super important. That's going to tell you how much thermal efficiency those windows are going to have.
Okay, that sounds good. You've really put my mind at ease knowing that, you know, the replacement window is not, I'm not going to lose much area. So I appreciate that.
Well, you're very welcome, Lee. Good luck with your project. Sounds like you have a beautiful home.
Okay, thanks again. Great talking with you. Bye.
And Leslie, could you imagine on career day at school, a kid saying, and my dad's a fenestrator?
No one would know what that means.
Right.
Right, but now Lee does. Now Lee knows what the National Fenestration Council does.
Well, he certainly does now.
Thanks so much for joining us here on The Money Pit. Coming up, from launching side hustles to building a home gym, we share a new survey that reveals what Americans are doing to get more out of their garages. Coming up next. Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old, worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluid Master has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 bird feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Welcome back, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti, and this is The Money Pit. From enhancing curb appeal, guys, at your homes to creating the perfect indoor oasis, every episode of our Money Pit podcast is packed with actionable insights to make your home improvement dreams a reality. So subscribe now on Apple Podcasts and embark on your journey to home renovation success. Jim, let's get back to the phones.
Oh, no, the women from New York teaming up on me again. We've got Kim on the line in New York. How can we help out, Kim?
I have a water heater. It's a oil-fired, I guess what you would say. And 2 years ago, we just got city water lines at my home. The rest of the years, the house is 56 years old. It's been well water. And I'm getting a staining or discolored water.
All right, Kim, are you seeing this only from the hot water side?
Yeah. I put a paper towel in the sink and I drip the water and it's all discolored.
Well, you definitely have some rust in there somewhere, and I'm not quite sure if that's coming from the water heater or if that's coming from the plumbing line, but that's probably what's happening. Now, if you let that water run for a long time as opposed to just dripping, is it still discolored?
Yeah, I let the water in the bathroom sinks just run as thin for quite a while.
All right, and there's a film, like a colored film. How old is that water heater?
Well, I don't know where to look for the age of it.
All right, but what would you guess?
Probably 06. When I had it first service.
All right. Well, it's probably older than that. Then, you know, it's pretty old then. So you're probably at the end of a normal life cycle for that water heater, and you may be replacing it sooner rather than later. Now, you did say it was oil fired, but you don't have gas in the house?
No, there's no gas lines out here.
All right. So your option was either electric or oil. Is that right?
Correct.
All right, so there's another type of water heater today that's electric, and it's much more efficient than the old-fashioned electric water heaters, and I just want to make sure that you're aware of it. It's called a heat pump water heater, and it uses a different type of technology, and the prices on these have come way down since they first came out, and there are a number of really interesting benefits to those heat pumps today that might make them more attractive to pick up than another oil water heater, which is going to be expensive and not nearly as efficient, so I would definitely take a look at a heat pump water heater.
Oil-fired ones are expensive.
Yeah, they're less efficient, and you're going to pay more for it.
Okay, thank you. I will look into this.
Yeah, definitely look into it. All right, good luck. Thanks so much for calling.
Saddle up, folks. Corey Meyer Real Estate presents the third annual Palisadro Frontier Day, Saturday, April 12th. Enjoy a full day of vendors, a trade show, a sizzling barbecue competition. Then the action kicks up a notch with the Silver Bridge Rodeo Bulls and Bronx bull riding event. Learn more about Frontier Day and purchase pre-sale tickets now at pcfrontierday.com. Special thanks to our sponsors, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, High Noon Beef, Vestro Resources, and CNC Pumps.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Car in the garage. But other garage uses do include plans to utilize the space for home improvement projects or gardening. Over a quarter of the respondents credit their garage space for kickstarting a lucrative side hustle. More than 2 in 5 homeowners have transformed their garage into a gym or exercise area. And finally, half of all homeowners intend to invest in a garage organization solution within the next year. So whether you are big on camping, gardening, working on a car, or, you know, hopping from project to project, it's really smart to get that garage organized and set it up for success for however you plan to use that space. And, you know, maybe you actually intend to park your car in there, which, who knows? What a novel idea.
I don't think I've ever heard of anybody doing that, Leslie.
I never have.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. My garage is definitely my weak link.
Seinfeld had a funny joke. He would always say that garage is one letter away from garbage. So it's kind of like the last stop before you put something in the trash too many times.
Yeah, funny show, by the way.
Loved it.
Kenny's got a new house, Leslie. Lucky man. And some interesting things are happening there. Kenny, what's happening?
It's a two-story house. And when I'm downstairs looking up at the ceiling of the second level, I can almost see the outlines of all the studs. And I've looked up online, and I think it's something that might be called ghosting. I'm just not sure what to do with it, and just looking for some advice.
All right, welcome, Kenny. Yeah, it is called ghosting, and it's not when, like, that job or person you like doesn't call you back.
Number blocked? What, you got to be kidding me?
Right? It's totally different in this situation. Ghosting is basically, I mean, think about it. If warm air rises, right, so you have dust in the air, or even this happens a lot when you burn candles or you do a lot of cooking and you get some smoke that gets into the air, it's going to stick to the cooler parts of the ceiling above. So what's happening is that soot or moisture or whatever is coming up from the dust and the dirt and all of those things goes flying up into the air in the warm air as it rises and sticks to that cool part of the ceiling. And what's happening is you're noticing that that cooler part is the bottom of the joist touching the drywall itself. So you're going to end up, especially if the surface above is heated, so you're really going to see sort of the outline of those joists with this sort of ghosting. In your case, you can't really insulate. So it's just going to be a maintenance issue for you, I guess. So what I would say is when you're ready to paint the ceiling, I would prime it. Make sure you use a good quality primer because that's going to seal in anything that's already on the ceiling. And then a good quality top coat that's a sealing paint. You don't want to use anything that has a sheen to it, or you're going to notice some other issues. You're going to see nail pops, cracks, weird things that happen when the drywall isn't installed correctly. But if the surface is flat, you're not going to see any of that. Make sure you pick up a washable paint, because what you're going to need to do is when things start to sort of ghost up again, you're going to take a clean sponge mat, you're going to hold it upside down, get it damp, and literally just wipe down that ceiling when you start to see that buildup again. So for you, this is just going to be a maintenance project.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. That's doable for me. I appreciate it.
All right. Good luck with your project, Kenny. Thanks for calling us, and you can happily say we didn't ghost you at 888-MONEY-PIT. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, building a garden bed is a perfect DIY project to take on this time of year. Super simple, and it gives you a space to grow veggies and flowers or pretty much anything you want. And with grocery prices the way they are lately, who doesn't want to get this project started? So stick around.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. That's 800-425-1161. Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms including APR are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
When people sometimes get very good positions in their life, whether with their career or something else, they tend to forget other things that are going well for them. So I really appreciated that when I asked the question, what is your biggest success, you didn't think of your job, you thought of your family and your kids. That's a really good perspective to give, I think.
Yeah, I mean, we talk a lot about the bank of work-life balance, right? You have to give people the opportunity to take care of their life because they become a lot better employees when they feel comfortable about what's going on outside of work. I think you have to have priorities, and if you don't make your family a priority, I think it ends up hurting you and doing your job.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Hi, I'm prosthodontist Alfonso Pinheiro with good news in the world of dental health. Clear Choice Dental Implant Center is introducing a lifetime warranty on its full arch zirconia prosthesis, which provide lasting solutions for missing or failing teeth. Clear Choice is a national leader in fixed full arch restorations, trusted by more than 200,000 patients. Its industry-leading warranty covers the replacement of the zirconia prosthesis in the rare event of a covered fracture or crack. The lifetime warranty reinforces Clear Choice's commitment to durability and patient satisfaction. The Clear Choice lifetime warranty on fixed full arch zirconia restorations gives patients peace of mind and long-term confidence in their smile. I'm Dr. Alfonso Pinheiro. Visit clearchoice.com for more information.
Warranty applies to cracks or breaks in zirconia arches, but not issues with implant integration or ordinary wear. Void if patient fails to follow clinical instructions, receives treatment outside the Clear Choice network, or is dismissed as a patient. Available in participating Clear Choice locations for new patients.
60 seconds of service. This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. An Indiana ambulance service provider is trying to address shortages and look out for veterans at the same time. TransCare's new training program aims to do two things. First, address the EMS personnel shortage. Second, provide veterans and recently transitioned service members an easier return to civilian life. The intent is to help veterans understand that there are occupations out there they may have not considered. The company usually provides transports between hospital facilities, but Operation EMS is part of their effort to train and certify emergency medical technicians and paramedics. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Welcome back to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT and let us know what you are working on or maybe what you're planning to tackle this spring season at your Money Pit. We're here to help you realize all of your home improvement dreams. Jim, who's on the line?
In Little Rock, we've got Nancy, who has some plumbing issues going on at her Money Pit. So what's going on there, Nance? Fill us in.
We've got a 22-year-old house, and about a month ago, only the cold water in the master bathroom got a real bitter taste. And even a tiny sip is just enough to really make you feel sick. I've just quit using it for drinking. I will get my water out of the hot water tap before it gets hot. And that's what I'll use to rinse my mouth and everything, brushing my teeth.
Are you finding the issue in other faucets in the house?
None of the rest of them have any problems like that at all. They seem to be going just fine. The upstairs bath, the kitchen, the hall bathroom, don't have any issues with the taste of the water.
And you have an ice maker with a water line, too? Is there anything weird going on there?
Yes, the ice maker, just all of a sudden here, a few weeks ago, I started getting almost blue ice cubes.
Wow.
I poured the ice out and I threw away the blue ice cubes, and then I poured the ice out, and it ran, and I got clear ice cubes. But I poured them out and got some more, and it seems to be doing fine. I haven't seen it come back.
Yeah, that's super unusual, but we've got some ideas here. I mean, I'm not convinced that you're absolutely right. I think what I would do here is, first, are you on city water or are you on well water?
We are on city water.
All right, so I would report this to the water company and request that they test the water at your house. And secondly, I think you should test the water by hopping online and finding a good comprehensive water testing.
Dry up into water spots and whatnot.
Yeah, so if you leave it alone, is the water like leaving like a little bit of crustiness sort of on the glass?
Correct.
Because if it is, it might just have some mineral deposits in it, and you're going to get those sort of white stains that really stick. So are you familiar with a product called Rain-X, Randy?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you can use Rain-X on a shower door, and it's going to work fantastically. So if you apply it to the inside of the shower door, you want to get them really clean and then follow the instructions on Rain-X. You want to make sure that you put it on with a damp cloth, let it dry, then you buff it. I think you're going to find that those shower doors will release that water miraculously for a few months. In fact, a lot longer than the product lasts when it's on your car because it doesn't get as much abuse from constant rain that it could outside. But it doesn't have the abrasion factor going on there. So I think Rain-X is going to be a good trick for that. And, of course, the other thing is to just kind of get you and the rest of the family in the habit of wiping down the doors when you're done with the squeegee. I mean, a lot of times you're going to see people keeping squeegees right in their shower. They sort of suction cup to the wall or right to the door itself. And that does help a lot. But I would definitely give the Rain-X a shot.
Okay. Super good.
All right. Good luck with that. And thanks so much for reaching out to the Money Pit.
We appreciate you.
That doesn't mean they have to shower in windshield washer solvent, does it?
No.
Boy, honey, you look a lovely shade of blue today.
That would be just weird, Jim.
Oh, big surprise from me. Yeah, weird. Go figure.
This is the Money Pit. You can give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, now that it's spring cleaning season, the number one tool you need to work and that you need to work well is going to be your vacuum. And if it's just not as good as it used to be, we're going to share some troubleshooting tips to help you get it back in action when the Money Pit returns. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second-story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative underdeck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joist between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rain Escape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Linda
to 5. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Simply hard to push, or maybe you smell burning rubber. It could suggest that you've got a broken or a worn-out belt, so check that brush roller for any obstructions. Clear away any pet hair or carpet fibers, and if that brush roller begins to spin freely with the belt removed, you can reinstall the belt and test for proper operation. So there's some things that you can kind of do to troubleshoot what's going on. If you do find that you need to replace that vacuum cleaner's belt, buy two, keep that extra one handy, maybe where you keep the vacuum bags or your cleaning supplies, or even go ahead and just tape it to the vacuum handle so it's always there. You know, these belts are cheap. They're worth having an extra one on hand always. So definitely start to troubleshoot this vacuum. Let's get it working again before we have to run out and buy a new one. If you want some more troubleshooting tips, you can visit MoneyPit.com and search vacuum cleaner.
Ah, the smell of a burning vacuum cleaner belt.
Nah, gross.
It's horrible.
All right, now we've got Lee, who reached out to us through MoneyPit.com/ask or through the app. So this is awesome, and it's a Vox Pop recording. So let's listen to Lee.
I have cement board siding on the exterior of my home. I have a German Shepherd puppy that gnawed the corners off of four pieces of the siding in the middle of a wall. The corner, what I mean by corners, it's about a triangular corner about an inch deep on each board. Obviously, I can't remove the board off the home, so how do I repair that to get it looking somewhat normal?
Well, Lee, I think, first of all, it sounds like you have a really cute pup who needs a new toy, because just chewing on the corners of your walls isn't going to work. So first we've gone to the pet store. We've got a new toy. But I think repairing the damage is going to depend on how much of it is actually physically gone. If it's a small area, which it sounds like what you're describing, there's a product called Wood Epox. It's a two-part product, and basically you take a scoop out of each little pint-sized container, and you mush it together, and it becomes like a putty, and you just kind of keep mushing it and mixing it until it becomes activated, and then you use this putty to actually form that corner. Now, depending, it could be a little difficult where you have surfaces that are adjacent to, you know, different things, or maybe you get different movement. It depends. I mean, if you can reform this corner, that's what's really cool about the Wood Epox. It just depends on the area that you're working on, because if you can get into the spot and make that corner, it's going to be great. But if it kind of butts against a frame or something, you're going to have a little bit more of a difficult time. And once it dries and cures, you can sand it, you can chisel it, you can saw it. I mean, basically, it becomes just like wood. And then, of course, you're going to have to paint it. Now, the other part of it is that you obviously can't remove the siding. I mean, you can remove the siding. It's not an easy project, but it can be done. It's done all the time, and typically the way this happens is the first piece comes off, and then usually it's kind of damaged. It can't be replaced. I mean, it depends if it's clappered, for example. I'll give you a trick of the trade, though, for clappered siding. If you have nails that go through the clappered, what we would recommend in a case like this is to take a very long, thin-set nail and just drive the nail all the way through that first board and the second board underneath that. And then what that does, it tends to release the board that's like tucked up under it, and then you can take it out. And then what you would do is cut a new piece, and then you can kind of stagger that joint. So if the first piece, maybe you're going to put down like a 2-foot piece on the end of a building, the second layer down, you might put that joint 4 feet from the end of the building, and so on. So you don't end up with everything sort of stacked on top of one another. You may also need some professional help here if none of this makes sense to you, but I can tell this kind of thing happens all the time. It can be repaired that way. I would give the Wood Epoxy a shot first because, you know, nothing ventured, nothing gained. And, of course, take that puppy on a field trip to the local pet store and find something good to chew on. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Up next, if you're looking for an easy way to make windows sparkle, we're going to share a recipe of a natural window cleaner you can mix up from stuff you already have in your cupboards when the Money Pit returns.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
Can we talk about Gen Z? Didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Elon's not cutting Medicare, just the billions in waste of it.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
As the left freaks out claiming Elon Musk is going to cut Medicare, remember during Obamacare when health insurers got double paid by Medicaid for hundreds of thousands of patients?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Yes.
Welcome back to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti, and I've got Jim Kenzie here who's going to throw me an email question. Who's up this hour?
We've got one here from Phil who writes, can I use hardwood planks in my basement? We've extended our gutters and added a French drain, which empties into two different sump pumps, so water shouldn't be a problem.
All right. Well, good job here, Phil, on taking all of those necessary steps to keep your basement dry, but that said, you really can't put solid hardwood planks below grade because even if you don't have water, you certainly have high humidity just because it's, you know, built into the ground. That concrete is eventually going to hold enough moisture and humidity to make those boards want to twist and warp. So not the best choice to put a natural hardwood downstairs. If you do want a natural wood look, the best type of wood flooring, and really the only type of wood flooring that you can put in a basement, is called engineered hardwood. It looks just like regular hardwood from the top side, but it's laminated. So think about it. That top layer is real wood, and then below it you've got different layers that are glued together and sort of at opposing grain, so it makes it super structural and really, really durable. And it's much like that because the top layer is the hardwood that you want and that you love, but all of those under layers are dimensionally stable, which makes it perfect for below grade space. Now, there's other options like engineered vinyl plank, EVP is amazing. It looks like wood. It comes in hundreds of different designs and colors, and it's completely unaffected by any level of moisture, I mean, including a full flood if that were ever to happen. But you definitely don't want to put down a hardwood in the basement. You're just going to be unhappy when it starts to warp and twist. And you know what? You can always add a beautiful area rug and make that basement space feel super cozy and finished. There's a lot of great options when it comes to below-grade flooring, and I know you're going to find the right one.
Go the EVP route. Go the EVP route.
All right, Jim's obviously got a favorite.
Hey, crew, are you looking for an easy way to make windows sparkle? Well, Leslie has a recipe for a natural window cleaner you can mix up from stuff you have at home already in today's version of Leslie's Last Word. Take it away, Leslie.
All right. Well, now that that weather is warming up, it's a great time to brighten up your windows to let the sun shine through. After a long winter, you do find that a lot of dirt and grime and salt and sand can accumulate on the windows. So here's an easy way to get those windows sparkling again. You want to mix one part white vinegar with 10 parts water, and then you can use old cotton socks to wipe them clean. And I mean, you can even put the socks right on your hands and get into all the corners and grooves, and that's going to leave the glass shiny and bright. Newspaper also does a great trick to leave those windows streak-free. If the screens are looking a little yucky from their winter wear, a lint roller is an awesome way to freshen them up. You also want to try, on the days when you want to clean the windows, try to go with one on a cloudy day so the sun doesn't dry out the cleaning solution too quickly, and then that's going to leave streaks, and it's going to make you have to work harder. And if you've got some hard-to-reach windows, you can clean both sides at once with a magnetic cleaner. These things are super awesome. I thought they were always only for fish tanks, but no, you can use them on your windows as well. They are powerful magnets. They attach from the interior and the exterior of the pane. And then it makes like a super efficient way to clean that window. And they're super fun as well. So why not go ahead and give it a try? You may be able to clean that window without flipping the pane in. So who knows? Let's get those windows super sparkly this spring and summer season.
Sprinkly. How many S's were there in a row there, Leslie?
She sells seashells by the seashore.
And she can have at it, because I couldn't do that if I tried.
You know, sometimes I trip myself up. Sometimes I don't.
There you go.
Next week, guys, on the Money Pit, if building a patio is on your to-do list this spring season, we're going to share some tricks of the trade to building a patio that will last for many years to come. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sound.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Are you
you know they're talking about expanding the Abraham Accords and what that would take, and maybe an Iranian attack. Special thanks to the president for pointing out Division II sports. The North Dakota State University basketball team, they won the national championship. Excuse me, football team, they won the national championship. I'm a Division II soccer player, so I always like when Division IIers get some attention. And the House Judiciary Committee will have hearings, say, the sanctuary jurisdictions, the magnet for migrants, basically looking at how all these sanctuary cities just bring migrants in. And we're seeing so many horrific stories that happen in sanctuary cities. Maybe their heart's in the right place, but their head isn't. Let's get to the big three.
Number three. This was a smackdown to a rogue left-wing low-level district court judge who have relentlessly tried to stop President Trump from using his core constitutional powers.
There you go. That is Caroline Leavitt. Judge Fair has delivered the multiple wins for President Trump as wild-eyed partisan district judges get slapped back by the Supreme Court. There's another case front and center. We will discuss it.
Number two.
We have to thread a needle in order to get this done, but we have to have maximum cooperation and support from every Senate Republican, every House Republican. The stakes are too high.
No doubt about it. That is Majority Leader Senator Thune. Big, beautiful bill leaves the Senate for the House, and there are many bridges that need to be made and cuts that need to happen. We will discuss the stakes and the hindrances.
Number one.
This is the largest transaction in the history of our country. And don't let some of these politicians go around saying, you know, because I'm telling you, these countries are calling us up.
And that's the president last night in a tuxedo talking about the trade deals that could be coming. Tariff stare down countdown to deals with dozens of nations while the focus on China moves front and center. The question, when do the deals come and how will the markets will rise again? Those are the two big questions. So what am I talking about? Essentially, within our show on Fox and Friends today, which I just left coming up here to do radio, the U.S. is now the Chinese have put their tariffs up to 84%. So we were at 104%. And if I am correct, we might want to double check this. I believe that we have answered and we have put it up to 200% for the Chinese. This is a stare down. This is personal. It's everything that money should not be involved in. You can't get emotional about it. But we are tired of what's happening with the tariffs, with the VAT taxes over in Europe, with the tariffs taking place with the slave labor over in China, and yet trying to keep our economy afloat while $36 to $37 trillion in debt. So we want to rebalance everything, and we want to do it right away. The question what I go back to is when the deals come. And I'm not asking about theoretical deals. I'm talking about offers that will come through. I mean, we have already, the Japanese leader is coming here. We already had the Prime Minister of Israel come here. We know that next week Meloni of Italy is coming here. And the calls are fast and furious. And the deals could be coming right down the pike. And when they do come, this will reverse what is a big losses in the market. And so let's listen to Donald Trump last night when he talks about what the other countries have been saying to him. Cut to.
This is bigger than any deal. You guys, some of you work for companies. Your companies are peanuts. I don't care how big they are. Compared, this is the largest transaction in the history of our country. And don't let some of these politicians go around saying, you know, because I'm telling you, these countries are calling us up, kissing my ass. They are dying to make a deal. Please, please, sir, make a deal. I'll do anything. I'll do anything, sir.
So that was President Trump last night in a tux at a big event for Republicans trying to rally support for the big, beautiful deal. But we're talking about a number of countries that matter. For example, believe it or not, when people started hearing about Vietnam and smaller countries like Thailand and Indonesia, they thought, well, what's Cambodia? What's the big deal? It is a huge deal with textiles and with manufacturing. And guess what else? Even the New York Times pointed this out. This could be great news for the Philippines, who are basically in a low impact war with China right now. They see a huge opportunity to take a lot of that manufacturing back, and I'd zero out those tariffs. So let's bring in Julie Banderas is here. Julie, high stakes moment now. A lot of people that you know, especially in the town you live in,
yeah,
very invested in the market. A lot of people looking for rebalancing trade. This is poker, isn't it?
It is poker, but he's got the hand. He's got the hand with all the power, and that's what Trump does. You know, this deal, first of all, let's just talk about the tariffs. I know it's rough, and it's awful on investors. It's awful on our 401ks. It's awful on all our investments. But I do believe that he has to play hardball in order to reverse the course of history. Every president in this White House for decades have basically allowed other countries to rule us. We're supposed to be the most powerful nation in the world, and we're not. And by allowing countries like China and Canada, et cetera, to allow them to charge us tens and tens of percentages of taxes and us not fight back is ridiculous. Yeah, in the short term, it's going to cost us. But I think in the long term, he's making a huge difference. He's going to be putting money back where it belongs, which is in the pockets of U.S. taxpayers, putting money back where it belongs in the form of United States grown businesses. Bring business back to the United States. Stop giving it. Why are we giving money to other countries? Why are we giving so much money to other countries when we need it first? And I love the fact that we're also going to be getting tax breaks eventually. I'm hoping that this big, beautiful deal does pass, although there are a lot of hurdles. But why wouldn't you want to cut government spending? A lot of the pushback that we're getting and hearing from Democrats just seems so hypocritical. I mean, they're all about cutbacks until the Republican makes the decision. And then, of course, they push back and say, no, we don't want cutbacks. Why would we want the government to trim fat? They're trimming the pork because that's what taxpayers deserve.
So Brooke Rollins is doing a lot of the negotiating, too, and she's the agricultural secretary. Jameson Greer is our trade representative. He was on Capitol Hill just in the middle of all this. He was coming anyway. So just to review, we woke up today and found out that China has retaliated, and now we're up to total 104%. Mexico is at 25. They have not done anything. Canada has retaliated. Everybody else is coming to the table, the EU, Japan, Vietnam, South Korea, and Taiwan. So yesterday, here's what Jameson Greer said about China. Cut eight.
Unfortunately, China for many years seems to be choosing its own path on market access. Again, they have agency in this. They elected to announce retaliation. Other countries did not. Other countries signaled that they'd like to find a path forward on reciprocity. China has not said that. And we will see where that goes. I think we need to work with our closest friends to make sure that we have trading arrangements that work. And if the Chinese are open, you know, we'll see what. You know, but they haven't signaled that at all. So I don't think that's the. I don't think that's in the very near term with China.
So Jameson Greer was pretty calm under fire. What's going on? And essentially, we saw when there's even rumors of deals, the market goes up, Julie. So I know the president's going to get very tempted to start doing deals. It's going to leave China isolated as the one behemoth that doesn't want to come to the table, which is going to hurt some companies, no doubt about it.
Yeah. It's going to in the short term, but I honestly think he needs to look at the long term. And that's what I think past presidencies, past administrations have failed to do. They want to satisfy their voters right up ahead, right? They want to let American voters know that they're not going to cost taxpayers. But if they're going to have to do that and we hurt just a little bit for a little while, just imagine the long term benefits in all of this. And China, first of all, has had the upper hand for years and they're used to taking advantage of the United States. They're used to us being a weaker link. It's about time that a president stands up to China. And as far as China throwing out 100% tariff, how long do you think that's going to last? It's not going to last long, especially when the rest of the world starts to get in line with President Trump, then China will start feeling the pinch. I also love the fact that the president is going to impose tariffs on other countries that do business with countries like Venezuela, for example, or, you know, for punishing them for not coming to the table. So I do believe that this kind of pressure is going to end up winning in the end.
I don't think Peter Navarro's been an asset. I find him, you know, he's speaking for the White House when he shouldn't be speaking for the White House. I know he's in there, but he'll book himself on these shows and go out and say things that are contradictory from the Treasury Secretary. So I think you got to pull him back. One of the big critics, as usual, he's always been a problem and an egomaniac, in my view, Senator Rand Paul. Listen to him with Larry Kudlow yesterday, Cut 13.
There's a fundamental argument we have to have in this country. Is trade good or bad? The president and his counselors seem to think that in trade someone gets ripped off. The truth of the matter is this, that all trade is mutually beneficial. And really, the U.S. doesn't trade with China. You trade with Walmart. So when I go to Walmart, if I pay $10 for a shirt, I want that shirt and they want my $10. And we both go away from the deal having succeeded. We mutually benefited. That's the only reason trade happens. And then if you add it all up and say, oh, China's ripping us off, it makes no sense. Trade deficits are not real accounting.
So what I think that he is choosing not to say is, for example, if I have a shirt, I have to charge more for it because I don't have a Uyghur slave sewing it together.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and I don't have slave labor, people making $2 a month putting it together. So if we're going to compete with them, we have to rebalance it. So if for the longest time, really since 90s, we have said, yeah, let them make our stuff. Let them make our soccer balls. Let them make our cleats. Let them do it. And then we like the cheap labor. Every once in a while, people would say, hey, Michael Jordan, do you know who's making your stuff? Mm-hmm. And then there would be a little bit of controversy and everything would calm down. Now in 2025, we go, wait, we have no shirt makers. We have no shoemakers. We don't make anything right now. So how do we, well, what's the big deal? We all transition? No, we didn't transition. Go to the Midwest? We didn't transition. So what are we going to do? Well, let's start altering it a little bit. Put some tariffs on steel. Shouldn't do tariffs. Well, they were so good that Joe Biden left them. And the aluminum, they left them. And then when it comes to rubber and tires, now we're starting to do so more at home. The question is, we're so intermingled now. When you say build American cars here, they go, okay, but you know I'm going to have to go overseas to get these parts.
Right.
And that battery. You know that, right?
No, of course.
So 85% of my car is built here, so you're going to tariff me getting batteries. So if you're going to tariff me getting a battery for my Stellantis or my GM card, I'm going to have to up the price because my margins are already small when it comes to automaker, automobiles.
Yeah, no, and that is how it's going to affect Americans. I mean, everyday Americans are going to, if these were to stay in long term, pay more because it's impossible to create all of this in the United States. We're always going to be importing, right? But for any politician to say that China's not ripping us off or that some of these countries have been ripping us off, that's BS.
Well, they're stealing our stuff. If you come in and have a company there, they take your IP, their intellectual property. We know that right now. Why we tolerated that, I don't know.
Well, that's the problem.
And then they're spying on our stuff.
Yeah, well, that's another great point.
That is flat out theft. So now it's got to be, that's one reason what I loved about the president's last tax reform. He took down the corporate tax. And everyone said, well, great, you give corporations a break. Slow down a second. It's not corporations getting a break. It's keeping corporations here because Ireland has got half the corporate rate as us.
We have the highest corporate rate in all of the world. Exactly. I mean, why wouldn't you want to cut the corporate tax? I can't understand why people are against cutting taxes, period. I just don't get that. It makes absolutely no sense.
Right. I mean, they're talking about revenue in the short term, and they want to incentivize people to build long term. Listen, a few more minutes with Julie when we get back. And also we have other great guests. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show, 1-866-408-7669. Back in a moment.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. You'll get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month. Here's Veronica and Jackie, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
And now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free when they use promo code SECONDFREE. Just call, click, or bring us your bill and see how much you can save. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and use code SECONDFREE to get a free second month. Real people paid to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, huh?
My brother got life insurance from Ethos and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/news. That's ethos.com/news.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
32 years ago, finance expert Art Alley got tired of putting assets into companies with a track record of diverting from biblical moral principles. So he created the investment firm, the Timothy Plan.
We tell our managers, you know, here's a list of companies. I don't care how good it looks. You will not invest one dime of Timothy Plan shareholder money in any of these companies.
The fund is nearly $3 billion in assets, but Alley says, more importantly, it's about being aware of spiritual warfare operating in the world of finance. The people of faith should align their hopes for profit with God's portfolio of values. But one fund has become a lightning rod for controversy after the October 7th attack. It's the Israel Common Values Fund. Alley still proudly supports the fund.
It's become one of our better funds, but it had nothing to do with investment returns. We will stand with Israel no matter what, because it's the right thing to do.
For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
American playwright Tennessee Williams, who grew up in the Deep South, died in 1983. He won the Pulitzer Prize for drama for A Streetcar Named Desire in 1948 and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof in 1955. Here, Tennessee Williams explains where he gets the inspiration for his character development.
I have always been more interested in my own kind of people, you know, people that have problems, people that have to fight for their reason, you know, the people that, to whom, you know, the impact of life and experience from day to day, night to night is difficult, and people who come close to cracking and all that, that's my world, those are my people, and I must write about the people I know.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. If you use a smartwatch to track daily steps or heart rate, there may be another measure to get a better idea of heart health. Researchers say dividing a person's daily heart rate by their daily number of steps provides a more reliable measure of their heart fitness than either number on its own. They analyzed data from nearly 7,000 American adults who provided Fitbit data and their electronic health records to a National Institutes of Health research program. They found people with a higher heart rate per step were almost twice as likely to have type 2 diabetes, heart failure, and high blood pressure. No relationship was found between the new measure and risk of either stroke or heart attack. Researchers say heart rate per step could be used to identify people who might benefit from more heart health screening or from exercises that would improve their heart function. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I don't know what it's going to take for 78 million Americans to deal with what motivated them to make this choice. And the choice that they've made, we have to just be honest, is to literally throw the Republican to the trash bin. We chose a felon because we didn't want to elect a black woman.
Eddie Gloud, a Princeton professor who's always on MSNBC, but giving his what he thinks should be regrets that people have of electing Donald Trump 70 plus days in. So your thoughts, Julie Banderas, about what Eddie said.
Okay, first of all, we didn't not elect a black woman. We didn't elect an idiot. That's what we didn't do. I mean, people chose not to elect somebody who is clearly not capable of running the office of the presidency, let alone the office of vice president. She actually was the most lame duck vice president ever. I mean, she did nothing. She did absolutely nothing. She had one job, illegal immigration, never even traveled to the border. And it took a journalist to actually to get that out from her. So as far as why Vice President Kamala Harris is not our president today, it's because Americans are not stupid. They're not as stupid as she is.
Julie, do you think America would elect a woman?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think there'd be any hesitation? If the candidate was strong, do you think America's over that?
I still think just the optics of it. I think that, you know, I think some people, it depends. I mean, it has to be a strong woman. And I mean, not to say that there haven't been strong women who have considered the presidency. We have seen a few, but I just don't think it's been the right fit just yet.
Who do you think? Name a couple of women you think that should run for president, even on both sides, that maybe you would not vote for, but could have presidential timber that you can think about that are out there that hold themselves in a way and have accomplished things?
That's a good question.
I'll give you one.
Who?
You have to ask me first.
Who? Brian, tell us what woman, aside from me, do you think would make a perfect president? Aside from me.
Elise Stefanik. She's too young now. I'd wait, give her a few more years. I could absolutely see her running for president. I mean, I would have no problem. She actually knows leadership, knows how to mix it up, understands blue, and understands red. She lives in a blue state, and she has in leadership with the Republicans. That's the type of person that I think America would elect. I don't care if a woman or a man. She's tough.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I can't really.
Nikki Haley. I would think Nikki Haley. I'm a fan of Nikki Haley, even though she's all mad at us now because I don't know why, but.
I actually always thought that Nikki Haley was going to be a pick, at least for a VP candidate. I actually thought of a Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley ticket. That was one
before Trump made it clear he's getting in.
Yeah. No, I actually seriously thought that Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley. So yes, I'm with you on the Nikki Haley thing. I don't like the fact that she's kind of turned a little bit, though. That was a bit of.
I don't know. She's got to get over it because it's not helping her.
No, if you turn against Trump, if you haven't noticed at this point, if you're a Republican and you turn against Trump, you're going to damage your political career.
And what you did, you know, she did come out, speak when you can, and then wait for your turn because in a few years you'll have a chance to go fresh.
And nobody likes an angry woman, Brian. I'm just saying.
Let me ask you this, Julie.
Yeah.
Do you think that people are more accepting of an angry guy than an angry woman?
I mean, I don't want to sound like a feminist because I'm not a feminist, but I definitely think that when Trump is on a debate stage and he slams his opponent, he's not going to be criticized as much as like a Nikki Haley or somebody like that who goes and cuts a man down.
Because?
They're going to think she's a, can I say the word?
Because men could say, oh, that's my relationship. Yeah, that's the relationship I'm in. I don't need that in the White House.
Nobody, I don't know. People can't accept angry women. You know, an aggressive man, fine. Angry woman, she's, I can't say the word, but it starts with a B.
Even if her motivation is to make you a better person and make a country a better place, men just don't want angry. Speaking for men as a woman. You're speaking for men.
Listen, I think you can be aggressive but not be rude, right? That's my personality. I'm not rude. I'm not disrespectful. But when I'm in an argument or if I'm debating somebody,
you go for the win.
I go for the jugular.
And
I go for the win.
You think that turns men off?
Not if you do it gracefully and you do it a little tactically and you throw in a little bit of humor.
Don't go for the
knockout. You can't go for like the full blown knockout because then somebody's going to think you're crazy.
Or you emasculate the person and he doesn't become a man in the relationship. You become the man in the relationship. And then
are we talking about my ex-husband now or what are we talking about?
I don't think I'm going into any biography.
I know all about emasculation. I can talk about that for hours.
Because you don't want, like, if you have a strong man and you beat him down.
Right.
What good is it? Then when you have a show of a man.
That's why we're still friends, because I haven't beat you down.
Yet. And it's a choice.
That is a choice.
You could knock me out.
I absolutely could, Brian. But I sit here and I look
verbally
at you, and I think you're so smart and handsome.
Keep going. Oh, damn. We're on a break.
Fox News Audio presents the Fox Nation Investigates podcast, Evil Next Door, exploring the life and crimes of five serial predators from across the United States.
It's a very disturbing case.
Never before heard interviews and firsthand perspectives.
Described as pure evil. That's a good description.
The Fox Nation Investigates podcast, Evil Next Door. Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Get those W-2s ready. Tax season has arrived. It's the Fox Business Tax Tips. Fox News Radio's Ginny Cassola and Hillary Barsky are joined by the hosts of the Fox Business Network to provide you with the latest tips, tricks, and updates on filing your taxes. From deadlines to tax law changes to the latest deductions, we'll cover it all to make sure you keep that hard-earned money where it belongs, in your pocket. Listen and follow the Fox Business Tax Tips at foxnewspodcasts.com.
This is Fox on Justice. Chicago has held the title murder capital of the nation for 13 years running. This past year, 573 people were killed, most of it gun violence. One of the victims was Tyquan Carlson, killed just before his 21st birthday. His mother doesn't know who killed him, if he was targeted or just caught by a stray bullet.
I don't wish this pain on no one, because you lose someone, but losing a child, it's like someone snatched something out the inside of you. They took it away.
Last year, Chicago had three times as many murders as Los Angeles, five times as many as New York. Ted Dabrowski, president of Wirepoint, says gunmen know their chances of being prosecuted are next to zero, so they don't change their behavior. Mayor Brandon Johnson says he wants to get the murder numbers down below 500. Critics call that unambitious for the mother of Tyquan Carlson. That's a far cry from justice. In Chicago, Mike Tobin, Fox News.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1970.
The student now goes to college to proclaim rather than to learn. The lessons of the past are ignored and obliterated in a contemporary antagonism known as the generation gap.
You just go through a phase of wanting to be up there, you know, in the limelight. Well, I'm going through a phase now where I don't want to be in the limelight.
Ali comes out to meet Frazier, but Frazier starts to retreat. If Frazier goes back an inch farther, he'll wind up in a ringside seat. Ali swings to the left. Ali swings to the right. Look at the kids carry the fight.
Everybody just gathered around, organized. And it was orderly. No kids were out of hand. They just wanted to talk. 2 seconds, throwing tear gas, and the kids were picking up and throwing them back at the cops. And they chased the kids over the hill. The cops were boxed in. There was kids all around them. All of a sudden, cops got trigger happy and shot kids.
News as it happened. News as it happened.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A teacher from Pennsylvania makes the Dean's List for spreading kindness through her students and the community. Every semester, Christina Almay gives her students $20 with a heartfelt request. Use it to do something good. It started back in 2018 when Christina lost her sister Katie in a car accident. The police officer had brought the purse Katie was carrying when she passed away, and it had over $100 in tips. Christina wanted to make sure the cash went towards something good because her sister was always doing something for others. So combining her sister's money and some of her own savings, Christina gave each of her students $20 and asked them to perform a random act of kindness in Katie's honor. It was called the $20 Challenge. Her students came up with wonderful ideas like giving to an animal shelter, helping the homeless and veterans. Students have performed over 350 acts of kindness in her sister's memory. Janice Dean, Fox News.
From his mouth to your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
They say be cool. They were saying about, see, just be cool. It's going to work out. It's going to work out. And it's working out. I thought that people were jumping a little bit out of line. They were getting yippy, you know. They were getting a little bit yippy, a little bit afraid, unlike these champions. Because we have a big job to do. No other president would have done what I did. Nothing's over yet, but we have a tremendous amount of spirit from other countries, including China. China wants to make a deal. They just don't know how quite to go about it.
Really? I don't think China wants to make a deal at this point. But let's ask Matthew Continenti that. Matthew's got a great column out. And also, he writes for the Washington Free Beacon. And you always see him with Brett Baer, too. Matt, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
Hey, first off, who won round one of this battle?
Round one, let's see. I think right now America is in a stronger position vis-a-vis China. I do believe that America has more leverage over the Chinese economy than vice versa. And where things have settled today at the end of round one is that we're seeing that this trade war is focused on China and separating the two economies. It won't be easy, and there's going to be a lot of tumult, but I think that, right now we're in the stronger position against China.
So this is what really moved Donald Trump to make his move. Jamie Dimon on with Maria, Cut 5.
I'm taking a calm view, but I think it could get worse if we don't make some progress here. And, of course, you know, trade wars, you saw China raise the race today, you know, and people are going to get angry and they're going to have responses. And every country's got choices. So there are short-term choices, there are long-term choices.
Do you personally expect a recession?
I am going to defer to my economist at this point, but I think probably that's a likely outcome.
But they changed their mind. Goldman Sachs has anyway and says now recession not likely, but the market has lost about 800 to 900 points, depending on what minute it is.
Yeah, I mean, Dimon speaks a lot of sense on these business matters the past couple of years. I thought that was important. I think what happened overnight between Tuesday and Wednesday in the Treasury market, U.S. bonds, also alarmed the White House. They didn't want some type of financial crisis coming this weekend where the Fed would have to be involved. And so the pause stopped that. The yields on our bonds are slightly lower today, not spiking. So I think what we have to take from this experience on round one is it's one thing to attempt to decouple the United States and China. You know, China is our adversary, Brian. It's working against us. Its abuse of the world trading system has harmed American workers. And, of course, it has malign intent in other areas as well. So it's one thing to have tariffs imposed on China. And let's remember, the tariffs that Trump imposed in the first term, Biden kept during his term. It's another thing to have the global tariffs that were very harsh, including on American allies. And I think that aspect of the trade war is what sparked the panic, and it's why the Trump administration has decided, let's pause for 90 days and let's partake in these negotiations so that we can have deals with our allies and have a united front against China.
And I like what Scott Bessent in front. I think he's got a leveler head, yet he understands Trump. He's not contradicting him. I think they're on the same page. I hope he now has the lead. But you wrote a great book. A great column. I had no idea about this. I just heard that I remember Nixon was the one who took us off the gold standard. But Nixon was one of the first to really attack what he thought was an imbalance in our trade relations. Can you bring us back to that time and tell us how it relates to now?
Sure. Well, back in 1971, Richard Nixon was facing a different economy. I mean, it was a stagflation, so you had unemployment and inflation. You had the beginnings of deindustrialization, American manufacturing jobs being lost to technology, to productivity advances, but also to international competition with the rise of, at that point, the Western European economies and the Japanese economy. And there was at the beginning of a run on U.S. Debt and U.S. currency. And so Nixon faced a choice. He needed to do something dramatic to get out of this box he found himself in the summer of 1971. And so he announced his new economic policy. That meant delinking the dollar from gold, but it also meant imposing a 10% tariff, familiar, on all U.S. imports. And this was a huge shock to the global financial system and trading system in a way that Donald Trump's Liberation Day was as well. And so the question is, will there be the same reaction? You know, the markets really liked the new economic policy in the short term, but the longer term, the new economic policy failed to address the underlying problems in the economy. In this case, in Liberation Day, we saw the market react very negatively. The question is, when all of the rest of the Trump policies come online, will we have a better outcome that actually balances our economy in the long term?
So Nixon had to back out of it. You know, he had the other problems with Vietnam, the other problems with a aggressive Soviet Union. But Nixon had to back out of it, correct?
He did. So there was a negotiation in the end of 1971. But the other aspect we should mention, too, that I left out was he also imposed wage and price controls. I mean, a huge imposition on the American economy. Those remained, actually, for quite some time to varying degrees until Ronald Reagan became president a decade later. Now, that's the difference between the new economic policy and Liberation Day. Donald Trump is not advocating or imposing wage and price controls on the economy. He's just leveling this 10% tariff and the massive tariffs against China at this point.
Yeah, I mean, Matt, he's not slowing down. Remember, we thought that Signal story was going to get bigger than life. It seems like two decades ago.
Now
we have the president casually mentions on Tuesday, Saturday, we're having direct talks in Oman. With Iran. And I think Steve Witkoff is leading it. I feel much better if Rubio was leading it, wouldn't you?
I would prefer that the Secretary of State have a major role in any potential negotiation or meeting with the Iranian regime. The Ayatollahs have made their intent clear. They want to destroy Israel, and America is the big state, and we're the main problem, according to Iran, in the world. So you want to have someone who has the Congress behind him, who is the top diplomatic official. You know, Witkoff is a very trusted advisor to the president, Brian, and I think that Trump relies on Witkoff. For me, the big fear is I don't want to see a repeat of the 2015 nuclear deal between Obama and Iran. That set American national security back. Donald Trump, of course, a very vocal critic of the deal, got us out of it, called us the worst deal ever. Hope we avoid a repeat of history as the outcome of these talks.
Right, exactly. It's got to be quick because Israel's not going to wait too much longer. There's a vulnerability there. I want to fast forward over to Ukraine, where I was stunned to find out that we estimate about 200 Chinese soldiers are fighting with the Russians. Okay, they got North Koreans, they got Yemenis, and now they have the Chinese who said they were going to be impartial.
We've known that China has been giving support to Russia. I mean, there's diplomatic support, of course, that partnership between Putin and Xi Jinping. There has been technological support. There has been energy support, financial support by buying Russian energy. But we just find out this week that actually there are more Chinese nationals appearing. This just reinforces the idea that Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran are operating as a new axis of aggression in the 21st century. They're not always coordinating operationally, but they have the same aim. The aim is to defeat America and her allies. And so it's going to make it very hard for America to try to peel Russia off when these two powers have become so entwined. It makes it all the more important, by the way, to get our economic house in order and to begin rebuilding the American military like President Trump has said he wants to do.
And it looks like Pete Hegseth's asking for $1 trillion to do that. At the same time, Doge has got to come out and lean it out. But I am concerned about this. Also, I'm concerned about a bad deal in Ukraine. We have to. The Russians are showing no interest, a legitimate interest, in bringing the fighting to an end. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we thought we had a ceasefire in the Black Sea, or we thought we had a ceasefire on energy infrastructure, but it seems as though neither side really believes in a ceasefire. And of course, we had this terrible Russian attack on Ukrainian President Zelensky's hometown last weekend, where 9 children were killed. There has to be some point at which the United States and President Trump understand that Russia is not taking our desire for peace seriously. And so there has to be some cost on Russia economically, diplomatically, politically, for continuing this war. And I think Trump understands that. He said that he's very unhappy with Russian behavior and aggression over the past few weeks. But pretty soon he's going to have to face a moment of decision where he's going to have to think about what consequences he must impose. Mm-hmm. And this is the case, of course, throughout the world. You can, I think President Trump is right to give diplomacy a chance. He's right to try to end these wars peacefully. But we find again and again in history with that these powers that are start these wars and that build these nuclear programs like Iran, they're not interested in peace. And we have to come to the moment where we recognize that and act accordingly.
I think so, too. He's given it every shot. Vladimir Putin has not taken the off-ramp. So I think we have to continue to arm the Ukrainians and just let them fight, because they are making progress, especially if they give them the weapons they need at the time in which they ask. I know that's a controversial move with this Congress. Matt Continenti, thanks so much. Always appreciate it.
Thank you, Brian.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. I'll be able to take some of your calls in a moment. Also, just a quick reminder, I'll be back here in Richmond, Virginia, September 27th at the Carpenter Arena. And don't forget, on the 21st of June in Dayton, Ohio. That's going to be a big show. Go to BrianKilmeade.com for history, liberty, and laughs.
Increasing your intelligence quotient.
What the hell did you just say?
It's Brian Kilmeade. Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash, and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
Oh, that's awful, huh?
My brother got life insurance from Ethos, and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/news. That's ethos.com/news.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. You'll get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month. Here's Veronica and Jackie, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
And now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free when they use promo code SECONDFREE. Just call, click, or bring us your bill and see how much you can save. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and use code SECONDFREE to get a free second month. Real people paid to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A beloved doctor from Baltimore, Maryland, whose patients stepped up when he needed it most, makes today's Dean's List. Dr. Michael Zollicoffer, or Dr. Z as he's known, has been treating patients for almost 40 years. The pediatrician is known for his kindness and caring for others, even if they couldn't pay for their visit. He puts his patients ahead of himself and rarely takes time off, until now. Dr. Z was diagnosed with cancer, and when his insurance wouldn't cover his treatment, that's when others stepped up to help him. Friends and patients set up a GoFundMe campaign and raised over $230,000 so that Dr. Z can get better. He says it's hard to put into words what this moment means. Dr. Z says he's thankful he got cancer because he's the happiest man on the planet. No matter what the outcome, this is what America is all about. Dr. Z, we're praying for you and hope you get better soon. You make us all want to be better humans. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. We know getting good sleep is essential for good health. But if you need another reason to catch more Z's, researchers say getting enough of certain sleep stages could affect your Alzheimer's risk. Researchers from the Yale School of Medicine analyzing sleep data from over 250 people, looking at how long they spent in various sleep stages. Then they compared those sleep cycles to MRI brain scans taken up to 17 years later. And they found critical regions of the brain were significantly smaller in people who get less deep sleep and dream sleep. The regions affected are known to undergo early changes in Alzheimer's. Researchers say more investigation into the relationship between sleep cycles and the progression of Alzheimer's is needed to understand the link. But previous studies have long highlighted a link between lack of sleep and poor brain health. The findings appear in the Journal of Clinical Sleep Medicine. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. Sponsored by Prevagen. Prevagen, made for your brain.
I'm distracted by Brett Baer's hair. It's so beautiful. If I had that kind of hair, I'd be so happy. Happy with myself. You can't see any scalp anywhere. It's just all hair. It's beautiful. It's like if you wanted to like put a wig on a bald guy, like you would make it like that, like, bro, I'm going to make you hot.
So Joe Rogan likes your hair. Did you know that?
I heard that. That's pretty good. I mean, I have a lot of hair. Joe does not have a lot of hair. But.
Right. But he has a bigger upper body, according to reports. Yes, and that just happened on our show exclusively. Brett Baer commented on Brett Baer's hair as presented by Joe Rogan only. And that is our exclusive, and don't be surprised if people run with that, but he was just weighing in. People are emailing me, too, and we're talking about the Joe Biden situation where we know he was shot. No one would admit it. Now people want to make money off it. Judy tells me, Brian, review Jen Psaki's press briefings. In one, she states that that stuck, if you ever dealt with someone who has Alzheimer's or dementia, says it all. My mother and mother-in-law had memory issues, and things would get stuck in their minds. Check with memory care facilities about this. Jen Psaki said that was going on some time ago with the statement that that's stuck. So I think that's a little drilling down. I don't even think you need to drill down and see double meanings. All you have to do is watch. I also hear the stories that he would walk into a small fundraiser, 20 people. It'd be a prompter there, little cards on what to say, would often repeat the same story verbatim back to back. I mean, if I did that one time, I would turn myself into a facility. I mean, can you imagine doing this in front of some of the richest, most successful people in the world who want to make you president? And at one point, don't you think that would matter? Gene writes me and says this. About the debt, my husband has a good idea to reduce the national debt. Example, 5% of all political donations over $5,000 to a candidate for a national office go towards the U.S. debt. Donated money has already been taxed, supposedly, and is not taken from a family budget. What about that? I just don't think it's going to be enough. I don't think it's a bad idea. I just don't think it's going to be enough of an idea. But people are writing for everything, about everything. For the most part, I think I was dealing with a diner of 220 people rotating in and out. Not one person, I would say working class, well, one person said they were disappointed with the president's first 80 days. I mean, we're going to come up on 100 soon. That would be great to get into the White House for that. But not one person said, yeah, I'm a little disappointed. But people do want, and they're getting, and they understand he can only do so much. They want to see the president's bring prices down. That's the big thing. So we'll see about that. The subplot is, who's going to lead and who's going to present an alternative? Ezra Klein wrote a book, and he talks about different ways in which Democrats could actually be innovative, how they've let in these inner cities rot and regulations and the green push has alienated so many Americans, the condescending tone. So let me ask you, I'm going to put out a few voices. Tell me if these voices are ones that could lead America to a brighter future. Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett yesterday talked about Donald Trump. Cut 22.
My Republican colleagues are here using today to continue pushing this false narrative of sanctuary cities harboring criminals. Yet right here in D.C., we have a 34-count felon being harbored in the White House. The hypocrisy coming from your side of the aisle over concerns regarding lawlessness is outrageous.
Okay. First off, there are hundreds, maybe thousands, of illegal immigrants hanging out in sanctuary cities because, as we find out, when cops ask you when you think you have gotten a transaction, driving drunk or assault, they can't say, do you belong here in sanctuary cities?
And when I was in doing this story in Los Angeles, this ugly story about this illegal immigrant soccer coach who abused two kids, who was accused in 22 and 24 of doing that. And then in 25, he killed a kid, 13 years old. Those are the accusations. From another country, here illegally, not registered, stuck across the border. Nobody was able to ask. You get a new DA, and you're in a Gascon, and he starts looking into it, but his hands are going to be tied. You can't stop the next illegal immigrant criminal because you can't ask where they're from. All right, so Crockett, that's no leadership. You want to point out that Donald Trump, that sham trial, the American people voted. They could not care less. He got more votes this time after that sham trial than he did last time. So, okay, what about Tim Walz? Is he making sense here? Cut 21.
I don't think we should be the party that demonizes someone because they're able to afford something or they're able to work hard and got something. What we should demonize is people like Elon Musk and those people that be at. You know, that's different. That's different.
I don't know where his message is there, because he was also somebody who said he picks up his phone and he sees how much Tesla's losing in stock price, and it just lifts him up and puts him in a great mood. So I think that Governor Whitmer yesterday, going to the White House, I guess she was caught there and it looked like she was supporting executive orders. But evidently she says, I do support tariffs. Our state of Michigan's been extremely hurt by inadequacy and imbalances on trade, especially as it relates to cars. That's why these trade unions were lining up with the president on Liberation Day. It's about Main Street, not Wall Street, although they are very much connected. All right, you listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Keep it here.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The gum-chewing, rope-twirler, Oklahoma social commentator Will Rogers was a friend of presidents, heads of state, and politicians. He was often quoted in the Congressional Record, as he was in this recording from 1925.
And I received a wire this week from a congressman friend of mine who wants a copy of my plan to read in the Congressional Record. And I feel pretty good about that. That's the highest praise that a humorist can have, is to get your stuff into Congressional Record. You see, ordinarily, you got to work your way up as a humorist and first get into Congress, and then you work on up into the Senate, and then if your stuff is funny enough, it goes into the Congressional Record. But for an outsider to get in there as a humorist without having served his apprenticeship in either the House or the Senate, well, I'm not bragging, but by golly, I feel pretty big about it.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. The United States will exclude electronics from President Trump's reciprocal tariffs. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton is traveling with the president in West Palm Beach, Florida.
The announcement from the Trump administration could help keep the prices down for popular consumer electronics that aren't usually made in the U.S. Excluding those items would also benefit big tech companies like Apple and Samsung. U.S. Customs and Border Protection said items like smartphones, laptops, machines used to make semiconductors, and flat panel monitors would be exempt from the higher taxes. Greg Clugston, traveling with the president, in West Palm Beach, Florida.
DOGE is reporting more than 6,000 illegals paroled by President Biden had criminal records.
On its X account, DOGE reports among the 6,300 paroled aliens with criminal or terrorist records, all obtained Social Security numbers, 905 collecting Medicaid, including four on the terrorist watch list. For that alone, some $276,000 was paid out. 41 collected unemployment insurance, receiving $42,000 in benefits. 22 received federal student loans totaling $280,000. 409 received tax refunds, and an undetermined number were awarded food stamps. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at townhall.com, an outbreak of a rare ailment.
Authorities in Hungary are working to contain an outbreak of foot and mouth disease in herds of cattle that caught locals by surprise. Farms in neighboring Slovakia tested positive for the highly transmissible virus 2 weeks later, followed by several more farms infected in both countries. Thursday, the chief of staff for Hungary's prime minister said that they were looking into possible causes, including the possibility that the disease was artificially introduced. It's the first outbreak of the disease in either country in more than half a century. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Breaking news and analysis found at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
So far, officials are not sure who is responsible, but an investigation is underway following a bomb blast in Greece where no injuries have been reported. Correspondent Jennifer King has more on the story.
In Athens, Greece, forensic investigators in white coveralls were combing the scene after an explosion near the offices of Hellenic Train, Greece's main railway company. Authorities say a bag containing an explosive device went off on Friday night, causing limited damage. Local media said a newspaper and a website received anonymous calls warning that the bomb had been planted outside the railway company offices. The normally busy area was cordoned off to keep residents and tourists away. There have been criticisms and protests over the government's handling of a 2023 train collision in northern Greece. The disaster killed mostly young people returning to university after a holiday break. The crash exposed severe deficiencies in Greece's railway and safety systems. I'm Jennifer King.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Travelers should prepare for extra security and scrutiny of devices when crossing borders. Here's John Scott.
And that's especially when entering the U.S. Experts say 100% privacy might be impossible, but there are things you can do to make it harder for someone to see your private data. If possible, leave your phone at home. If you need one, you could get a temporary device with just the information needed for your trip. If you have to bring your phone or laptop, store any sensitive information in a cloud storage service and then delete it from the device. Power off your phone when you get to the border. John Scott reporting.
Israel says it has completed construction of a new security corridor that cuts off the southern city of Rafah from the rest of Gaza. The military said Saturday it would soon expand vigorously in most of the small coastal territory. Palestinians are further squeezed into shrinking areas of land. It's not clear where Palestinians are meant to go. You'll find more on these stories, plus breaking news, full analysis, and headlines at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Top Fox News headquarters in New York City. The most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the show. I come to you from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan. Heard around the country, heard around the world. And, of course, all eyes on Wall Street these days to see where the market's going. I don't think the president's nervous about it. They're waiting to see if there's going to be positive developments today. It's been going down just a little bit less each time. Last day, about 300 points after a pretty strong day. Then it fell apart towards the end. We'll bring you the latest as we see more and more trading partners come in and say, I don't want to put a retaliatory tariff on you, America. I want to work with you outside Canada. I know. Canada and China. So this hour we're going to be joined by Steve Case, co-founder of AOL and CEO of The Revolution. And Mike Pompeo is standing by, along with Karl Rove, former deputy chief of staff, the senior advisor to President George W. Bush. So let's bring in Karl right now. Karl, your thoughts about what the president's move should be now to this point. For me, I'd like to see him start to announce some deals. What about you?
Absolutely. In fact, I think he sort of suggested that on Monday. He said many countries are coming to negotiate deals. And then his Treasury Secretary echoed him on Tuesday, saying some very large countries, quote, could, quote, come to the table with solid proposals. So if they want to calm the markets, then by all means, they need to get into these discussions to mutually cut tariffs and also remove non-tariff barriers to the importation of American goods and services.
I want you to hear Jameson Greer yesterday. I never remember so much focus on a U.S. trade representative, but he happened to be on Capitol Hill amidst all this turmoil. Cut nine.
The same economists who are crying out now are the ones who said we were going to crash the economy in Trump won. We put tariffs on China, and real median household income went up for Americans by $7,000. Senator, we're not going to be in a situation where we keep allowing Wall Street to run the economy.
So your thought, I thought he handled himself really well yesterday.
I thought so, too. But let's be honest. The reason that real incomes rose were three factors. One is the Trump tax cuts, which allowed people to put more money in their pockets and were pro-growth. That is to say, they did things like encourage economic growth. It encouraged companies to expand, to innovate, to hire more people, to build new plants. Second of all, Trump had a very successful effort to remove the regulatory burden placed on the American economy by his predecessor, yep, Barack Obama. During the course of the 8 years of Obama, $870 billion worth of government regulations were placed on the economy. Those are the numbers figured out by the people who applied the rules. When you have a new rule or regulation at the federal level, you have to go through a cost-benefit analysis. You have to negotiate that with the OMB, and that number is published in the Federal Register when you publish that regulation. And President Trump went in and undid a lot of those. In fact, the entire regulatory burden over a four-year period under President Trump increased a net of just over $80 billion, a blimp in an economy that's, you know, $20 trillion a year. And the reason was because he undid a lot of what President Obama had done. He's got a bigger target this time around. In just 4 years, President Biden put $1.9 trillion of new costs onto our economy, including with one regulation alone, as much as Barack Obama did in 8 years with all of his regulations. So that was another reason last time around that things went well. Trump has an even bigger target this time around. And finally, yeah, he placed a tariff on China, but he also had trade deals with two of our biggest trading partners, Mexico and Canada, which helped normalize trade between those two countries. So he's got the ability to pass the tax cut to renew that. He's got a bigger target on regulatory relief. Now he's got to match it with what he did last time around with Mexico and Canada and do it with a bunch more countries.
I just got to tell you this. The European Union has just approved its own retaliation for U.S. steel and aluminum, adding to fears of a global recession. Trump's latest tariffs hit nearly all U.S. trading partners. It looks like the only retaliatory actions were Canada and China. But now I guess we can include the European Union in that.
Well, let's see what the details are on it. I mean, it may be symbolic or it may be problematic. My sense is it's likely to be more symbolic than problematic because the Europeans understand if they add to the clamor for a trade war, they're going to be hurt and hurt badly.
I understand. And plus, they already came in and said, what about zeroing out the tariffs on both countries? And the president's informal response was, yeah, but what about beef? And what about your VAT tax? And what about getting us access to the market with American cars?
Yeah, look, two out of those three are good. They need to remove the non-tariff barriers to the importation of American cars. They need to do something to allow ag products in. VAT tax, though, that ought not to be part of the equation. That's their national sales tax. How would we like it if a trading partner said, well, you know, you need to get rid of your income tax, or you need to replace your patchwork of state and local sales taxes with one national sales tax? That is a sales tax that has nothing to do with trade. It may make those economies less productive. It may make them less competitive, but it does not affect us directly as sales taxes in the United States don't affect our trading partners directly.
Real quick, Mick Mulvaney weighed in on CNBC yesterday about the battle between Navarro and Musk. And here's what he said, cut 16.
Does Peter Navarro, who went to prison for the president, does he need to be fired?
I would have fired him a long time. I would have fired him when he got caught making up his academic sources for his papers with his Ron Vara imaginary friend. But, I mean, that was Donald Trump's call then. It's Donald Trump's call now. I think folks watching this show are caring more about what is the policy of the White House? What is the policy on tariffs? What does the future hold on this? And Peter Navarro is not a reliable source for information about that.
You have good hooks into the administration. Is he a problem?
Yeah, he is. Look, think about it. He went on the shows on Sunday, and he was asked the question about, are we setting up negotiations and deal making? He said, this is not a negotiation. We're not negotiating. And on Monday, the president says we've got a lot of countries coming our way with wonderful deals to make. And the Treasury Secretary said the same thing. Navarro is the guy who came up with this incredibly bizarre scheme in which we put tariffs on countries with whom we have a surplus. Now, if countries that have a surplus with us, the president and the administration are saying are ripping us off. We have with the Great Britain, with the Netherlands, if you include services, a larger number of countries. And Navarro is one of the guys who came up with the idea of let's tax them with a tariff, even though we're already running a surplus. What is that? You know, that kind of thing. And he came up with this cockamamie scheme that ends up putting the highest increases in tariffs on essentially poor countries, because those poor countries are not in a position to Cambodia doesn't have a lot of money with which to buy things from America, but now we're going to put a 49% increase or 44% increase in tariffs on them because they don't buy as much as we want them to buy. They're a poor country. Until they get richer, they're not going to be buying a lot of American goods.
Carl Rove, yesterday Ken Paxton made it official on Laura Ingraham's show. He's going to run against Senator John Cornyn for the Republican nomination for six more years representing Texas. Your thoughts about it, about this?
Well, I'm a personal friend of John Cornyn's, and I think Ken Paxton could be the first Republican with a dubious honor if he were to be the Republican nominee, and that is to be the first Republican since 1994 to lose a statewide race. Here is a guy who has admitted, who signed a legal document affirming that all of the charges by the whistleblowers against him were true, which is he had an affair with a staffer for one of his wife's colleagues. His wife is a state senator. He then had that girl, that woman, hired by a corrupt real estate guy who's going to jail. He did favors using the powers of his office to benefit that corrupt real estate investor, namely, for example, trying to close down courthouse step auctions during COVID, at which they were going to take foreclosed properties of the corrupt real estate guy. guy and auction him off. And the corrupt real estate guy repaid him by paying for supervising $200,000 worth of improvements to his house and establishing a fake Uber account in Ken Paxton with a phony name for Ken Paxton so he could get an Uber to take him to his girlfriend's house for God knows what. Without being known. And it turns out the contractor who did the $200,000 worth of work never got paid. So this is the kind of guy that some people think ought to be the Republican candidate for U.S. Senate. The Democrats will have a field day with him. We will have television ads with his fake name for his Uber account. They'll tout up how many times he took the fake Uber rides in order to have sex with his girlfriend. The $200,000, the contractor will be on television talking about, I did the work. I reported to the corrupt real estate guy for Ken Paxton, and I never got paid. I mean, this is a disaster. And what this guy thinks he's doing by offering himself up is a sign of the ego of this guy.
Besides that, do you know who you're going to vote for?
I'm voting for John Cornyn, baby. I voted for the Republican whip. Very successful, was the whip during Trump's first term and helped guide the Trump packages, tax cuts, and other agenda items to passage in the United States Senate.
I tell you, he's one of the finest people I've met in Congress. Yep. He really is. Just a great person.
Bet.
I want to ask you about the big, beautiful bill. How close are we? I mean, you can cut through it. You can see through it more than anyone that I know. The Senate, the House is accepting what the Senate giving them, but they're very reluctant. What's going on?
Well, look, the House doesn't like the Senate bill. It may cause it to be defeated on the first time up, but I think it'll eventually pass in some form. But the real action then will come in the details of actually framing up the budget and the budget bills and the appropriations bills, because there is a deep divide between the Senate budget reconciliation measure and the House budget bill. And they're not going to square it here in the next couple of days, but they're going to have to get into the detail and work it out over the next couple of months. There are big disagreements between the House and Senate, and it's going to be hard to bridge them, but they've got to.
I hear you. And Saturday, shockingly, President Trump says, "Yeah, we're going to have talks/indirect talks, direct." They're going to be in the same building, separate rooms, with Iran. Do you think Iran knows that they have very few options for the first time in 40-plus years?
It's hard to see inside the Ayatollah and his people. But realistically, their options are less. And they know that Trump, the guy who authorized the mission to kill Soleimani for having killed American service members, they know they're dealing with a tough customer. And my only concern is that they have established in the last 4 years a very close relationship with Russia, in which they provide drone technology to the Russians to attack Ukraine, and in return they get assistance from Russia. So this is a new part of that whole problem. But if they're being realistic, the Iranians have got to know they've got fewer cards to play, particularly after what Israel has done in the region to basically destroy a great deal of the muscle of their proxies, whether it's the Hezbollah or Hamas or the Houthis. The Iranian allies are being degraded.
And by the way, Trump is going to let Netanyahu do it, and I know it, and I'm sure that's what they discussed more than any trade conversation at the White House. Lastly, Chinese soldiers turning up on the Ukrainian battlefield. Are you kidding me, Karl Rove?
This is very troublesome. We're in a situation we've not been in since 1938, in which there's an active, cooperating axis of enemies to America. And I was talking with a very gifted and long-serving member of our military who told me the first the North Koreans and potentially at that point the Chinese, but just potentially now it may be reality. He said the reason you want to do that is if you command people in battle, you want them to be bloodied. You want them to have gone through the actual experience of combat. It's one thing to do it on, war games and simulated combat. It's another thing entirely to have your people under fire in actual combat the people are, you know, walk away with a different attitude and with a greater understanding of what they face. And this is a deliberate attempt by the Chinese to make certain that elements of their military leadership have actual combat experience.
Which they haven't had since, I think, 79 when they got their butt kicked by Vietnam. Well, it's disturbing, and I think we have to say something publicly. I know you got to pick your moments. I get it. And President's got so many balls in the air, but this is that's should be intolerable. And there's two got captured yesterday, evidently, or we found out about it.
Yeah.
Karl Rove, fascinating time. So grateful for your insight, sir.
Thank you for having me on, and it's have a good trip to Virginia.
Absolutely. I'm going to Virginia, and I'll be in Texas, Dallas, Texas, on the 23rd of August. Please clear your schedule, Carl.
Actually, I'm going to be out of the state. Otherwise, I would be at the airport to greet you and to convey you to your hotel in a with a cowboy escort.
But it's just not going to happen.
No, I'm sorry, but I'm going to be on vacation. Mrs. Rove has dictated that we will be on vacation at that time.
I'm canceling the event. There's no doubt about it. Karl Rove, thank you so much. Back in a moment.
Both sides, all opinions. It's Brian Kilmeade.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, huh?
My brother got life insurance from Ethos and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/news. That's ethos.com/news.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
32 years ago, finance expert Art Alley got tired of putting assets into companies with a track record of diverting from biblical moral principles. So he created the investment firm, the Timothy Plan.
We tell our managers, you know, here's a list of companies. I don't care how good it looks. You will not invest one dime of Timothy Plan shareholder money in any of these companies.
The fund is nearly $3 billion in assets, but Alley says, more importantly, it's about being aware of spiritual warfare operating in the world of finance. The people of faith should align their hopes for profit with God's portfolio of values. But one fund has become a lightning rod for controversy after the October 7th attack. It's the Israel Common Values Fund. Alley still proudly supports the fund.
It's become one of our better funds, but it had nothing to do with investment returns. We will stand with Israel no matter what, because it's the right thing to do.
For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Take a pause.
Think you could handle listening to this for nearly 8 hours? A
A Reddit user said they had to listen to a dog barking all the way on a flight from Paris to Newark. The dog wouldn't quit, so that sparked the debate. Should dogs be allowed on planes?
It's not fair to, like, have dogs in the same space where people might be sensitive to the noise.
Passengers at Newark Liberty International had mixed opinions.
They're not too big and smelly. It's okay, you know.
Some folks recommend drugs like gabapentin to make sure Fido naps on the flight. But if you don't want to medicate your dog, you could try the pheromone calming collar. Either way, talk to your vet before that long trip or consider leaving Fido home. You can board them, leave them with a pet sitter, or take your chances on this.
No, they're not allowed.
What about the crying baby? What's the difference?
Take pause. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Jesse Ed Davis, one of the few successful Native American rock artists, was well known as a session guitarist who recorded solo albums, as well as working with a who's who of major artists in the 1970s and 80s. In a 1972 interview, Jesse discussed recording albums in the heyday of AM radio's programming demands.
To have to consider the fact that you're making a commercial product, you have to consider the fact that you have to fit in line with the company's image, you have to consider the fact that you have to try and get your record played on AM radio, is almost an incredible limitation on a person's music. And I really find it very degrading, personally. Do you bend to the way they want you to play, or do you be true to your music, your art? You know, it's so rough.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
That makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Spare me your feigned indignation. They talk of defending the Constitution when President Trump is running roughshod over provision after provision. They talk of judicial overreach as they attack judges across the country.
They're upset. Hey, Congressman Joe Neguse, I think that's how you say his name, Democrat from Colorado, upset that it looks like these district judges who want to set foreign policy, and they're not going to like it if these guys and these women step up and stop a Democratic president, believe me, to stop foreign policy, to stop the firing of probationary workers, to stop the expulsion of illegal alien criminals. They didn't like it, so the Supreme Court is all reversing. And they don't like that. Last week, it looked like it was the rise of the district court, the court judges, and now it's Judge Fair is boomeranging on them. Here's Congresswoman Jayapal, Cut 25.
My colleagues on the other side of the aisle want you to believe that somehow these nationwide injunctions being issued by courts across the country against Donald Trump's illegal and unconstitutional actions are unfair. Well, here's the message. If you don't like the injunctions, don't do illegal, unconstitutional stuff. That simple. Nationwide injunctions play an essential role in protecting our democracy and holding the political branches accountable.
Okay, number one, is not their view that they're doing anything unconstitutional. It is the judge's view, whose Democratic appointees, who's handpicked in judge shopping against Donald Trump, who it's imbued in them to disagree with and to stop. Because you can't, because you're in the minority, because no one likes the squad and nobody likes you outside of Washington. So if you have a view of that judge stopping President Trump, then you should view the Supreme Court, who greenlights President Trump, as also somebody that's constitutional. So who's right? The judge or the Supreme Court justices who have risen to the top of their profession? I don't know. So if you're going to say the judge, the Supreme Court is partisan, isn't the judge partisan, appointed by Barack Obama, appointed by Joe Biden? Absolutely. And it's a sad statement, by the way, overall. Mike Pompeo's next. He's now a professor at Columbia, former Secretary of State, CIA director. I cannot wait to get his take on what's happening with the crackdown of these colleges, as well as the challenge of Chinese fighters on the battlefield in Ukraine, and so much more. Talks with Iran, a lot on the plate.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR. Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Brian's unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I think May 8th or 9th is the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II. If you had told somebody back then, in 2025, there'd be a nation state calling for the extinction of the Jews, they want a nuclear weapon, and people wonder, what should we do? So 80 years later, here's where we find ourselves. They have enough highly enriched uranium to make 6 bombs. And Katie said something all of us agree with. They will use it. If you're watching TV out there, Iran is very close to assembling 6 nuclear bombs. They will kill Israel. They'll come after us. They'll try to purify Islam.
But right now there's a window of opportunity to take out Iran once and for all. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, he's also CIA director, congressman. He is now in studio. It's now soon to be professor at Columbia. Or have you started already?
I started already.
Wow.
Yes, I'm drawing full combat pay out there. It's
fantastic.
Yeah, exactly.
So you have your own chalkboard and everything? Are you teaching
dry
diplomacy?
Erase, you know? Exactly.
It's dry erase.
Exactly.
I'm way behind the times. So great to see you, Mr.
Yeah,
Secretary.
It's great to be with you too, Brian.
First off, can you respond to the senator who's a friend of yours?
Yeah. No, there's no doubt this is a moment. Iran is on the cusp of having not only a nuclear weapon, but a program, right? So multiple capabilities across a broad range of delivery systems. I hope President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu spent time talking about this yesterday.
They had to have. Come on. He hasn't come over for trade.
No, I think that's right. It's also the case that you still have to eliminate Hamas, right? This is a full-on challenge. The president's done good work going after the Houthis. I hope they stay at it. This is a full-spectrum effort to once and for all deny Iran the capacity to inflict harm on America.
They got to do Hamas what they did with Hezbollah. And Joe Biden saying don't hold land and you better back out and worry about aid and you're not getting your 2,000-pound bombs. Those limitations were actually extending the pain in Gaza. Don't you agree?
There's no doubt about it. That restraint that they placed on the Israeli Defense Forces risked those hostages' lives, for one thing, and certainly made Hamas more willing to continue the fight and stay after this. It created enormous risk, and I'm glad that President Trump reversed that and now full-throatedly supporting Israel's efforts to provide a security, not only for Israel, but for the people in Gaza, living in Gaza, and the people living in the region more broadly.
General Petraeus said, he goes, I don't know what the Israelis are doing. They're not holding land, and now they got 50. They said that they control 50% of Gaza right now. What Gaza looks like. You know what the IDF is capable of. What would be the next step for you? Would you be working fervently for a vision for what Gaza would look like once Hamas is neutralized?
Yeah, I think that's the goal. And when I say neutralized, gone. No weapons, no Hamas, not sort of what Hezbollah had, right, where they were part of the government and had weapons, their own army. This has to be a complete demilitarized institution, and there needs to be one organization that has weapons in Gaza, and that's the government that controls it. And then
we just don't know what that looks like.
No, we don't. It's a difficult problem set. I don't have a super good answer for this, but I know this much. It can't be the Palestinian Authority unless it's completely revised to a way that's no longer teaching terrorism and paying to slay Israelis. And it can't be Hamas. It cannot be anybody connected to the Iranian regime.
17 straight days of bombing the Houthi rebels, and they're going after leaders. Some people say, well, not making enough gains there, but the Yemeni government is moving on the Houthi rebels, if we believe reports. Does that show there might be a coordination between the U.S. efforts and the Yemeni government?
It wouldn't surprise me. I don't know. I don't have any insight into that.
Would that be something you would do?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Look, there are folks on the ground there that want outside of the Iranian yoke and just want to live a better life in Yemen. We need to identify them. Some of them are in government. Some of them used to be and got booted out. We need to go find them, touch them, and have them be on our side so that we can get not just in Gaza, but in Syria, where the Assad regime fell, and in Yemen, all these places, governments there that don't have as their primary mission set the destruction of the United States.
We have so much to cover, but we also found an unbelievable amount of chemical weapons. We didn't find, the new government did, that Assad had assembled. This is just Brian Kilmeade's theory. How much you want to bet some of that has a return address to Iraq? I mean, don't you think Bathist to Bathist, they did some deliveries before the invasion?
It could well be. It will be fascinating to see as they unpack what was really there to see where these came from.
I don't know if there's a desire to find out.
I'll bet there is. There certainly ought to be on our part. It would be important to know how those got there. Remember, President Obama let them continue to build out their weapons program. He invited the Russians in to do the inspections. Shock, shock. They didn't find them. Yeah, that worked out really well. And then President Trump, when they used chemical weapons in would have been 2017, struck back and slowed the program down.
There are three main militias, I think, in Iraq, and they're Iranian-backed. And they have indicated through Reuters that they're looking to put down their weapons, judging by the type of muscle that we showed in the region. Your thoughts on that? Is it Khattab?
Yeah, Khattab Hezbollah is the primary Iranian-backed militia there, but there are offshoots of that as well. They say they're willing to put down their weapons. I'll believe it when I see it. They'll do it only if they don't have any more money coming from Iran. They have no intention of They have no intention of releasing the Iraqi government from their control. So it will take a continued effort, continued push to drive Iraq back to a better place as
well. How do you get these talks in Oman that take place Saturday, indirect, direct? It doesn't look like they're direct. It's going to be Witkoff and his counterpart. I'm not sure why Witkoff's doing it, not Rubio, but Witkoff and his counterpart in Oman. Your thoughts?
The Iranians have never lost a negotiation, never won a war. I think the talks are fine. We talked with Chairman Kim. Right, I'm happy to have conversations with our adversaries, but we should be very leery. The Iranians will cheat, lie, steal. There's no doubt that they're entering these negotiations with the goal of riding out the next 3.5 years.
Mike Pompeo, you got that military background, years at West Point. I have not been on the ground in Tehran, but it seems like the Israelis have. What they've been able to do, what they've been able to do with their intelligence, and knowing that, like the 1980s, they will never allow their enemies to get a nuclear weapon. They took them out in Syria. They took it out in Iraq. Now they've gotten rid of the missile defense. There's a window of opportunity. How long do the talks go on, knowing that they're enriching uranium at the rate they're doing it?
It can't go very long.
Weeks?
Maybe months, but weeks would be better. You heard Prime Minister Netanyahu talk about the negotiations yesterday. He said a deal would be fine, but it's got to be the total, complete devastation, destruction of the Iranian nuclear weapons program. That has to be the objective, singularly. And it can't be fake. It can't be we're going to do inspections with the IAEA. We saw that just led to continued Iranian cheating. I hope President Trump is as determined as he was in the first 4 years to put real pressure on the Iranians to conform.
I think it's going to be Israel that does it. Do 2,000-pound bombs, are they the bunker busters needed to penetrate a Iranian program?
You need big stuff.
Do we make bigger than that?
You need big stuff, and you need it for a sustained period of time. These are difficult targets, but make no mistake about it. What the Israelis did in taking down the Iranian air defense systems and what they did to convince the Iranian people that Iran can't defend itself, those are the twin pillars of success in changing the nature of the regime in Iran. And if you do that, you can actually get rid of that program for, 15, 20 years.
The Secretary, I was stunned to see two captured Chinese fighters yesterday on video in Ukraine. Now, the North Koreans, it was stunning for me to see them 6 months ago, and we heard they've gotten better in real time. They had no idea how to handle drone warfare, let alone fight, because they hadn't fought in 60 years. And now we have the Chinese being found on the battlefield. We used to think they wanted to be so coy. Dual-use weapons were once they were trying to deny they were playing help. Now they're putting soldiers in.
Yeah.
What does that tell you?
Yeah, it's very clear. That's pretty brazen to put their own people in. It tells me two things. One is your point about learning is right. I think they want to be on the ground to see what's the latest developments in combat warfare, tactical and operational levels. So I wouldn't surprise me, but there are even bigger forces there on the ground from the Chinese. And second, it does tell you whether it's Iran or Venezuela or China, these folks are working together against the United States of America, and we need to build out our friends, our partners across the world to confront this combined challenge from all these bad actors.
It's mind-numbing to think they're there, and meanwhile we're in a trade war with them too. So a minute left. We have a situation where we're trying to deal with Vladimir Putin, and he has shown that he cannot be trusted. He doesn't understand that he's got his best opportunity to have an off-ramp now with President Trump. He's embarrassing President Trump if this continues. How long do you think Trump will tolerate this?
There's no doubt Vladimir Putin is going to try and run the string out on this as well, play this for everything he can, get as much land. I don't know how much longer President Trump
will. He's evil, not stupid, right?
He is not stupid. He is evil. He is a bad actor, but he is cunning. And while he screwed up in the invasion, they thought they could roll this thing through. He got that piece strategically wrong. He's still determined to win and prevail. And so he's going to try and drag this out and cut a deal that benefits him and not the United States of America. I don't think President Trump's going to let that happen.
How's he doing? I mean, he's not doing well. I mean, he's losing thousands a week. Is that okay?
Yeah, no, he's These guys who run these things have a way of surviving an awfully long time, Brian. We think they're going to fall because their people get hacked off. Almost used a bad word. The people get hacked off. That seldom happens. It's going to take even more difficulty. But we have the capacity to put them in a place where we don't have to worry about them invading Europe again. And President Trump did that. He deterred them for 4 years, and then President Biden came in and it all fell away.
Well, you were part of that. And the thing is, we have to continue to supply Ukrainians. Don't you believe that? And that'll also affect the talks.
It's deeply in America's interest to continue to do that, to make sure that the Europeans do it as well. We should absolutely continue to help the Ukrainians defend, and that will give us the leverage at the negotiating table to deter Vladimir Putin.
Have you been accepted at Columbia? Do they feel when you walk around the campus, are people protesting you? What are they doing?
Everybody's been pretty nice so far. So
what about the students?
So far, so good. It's been good. Lots of different voices, lots of different opinions, people who disagree with me on lots of things. But the conversation has been civil, and that's what I'd hoped for, and I'm excited about that.
What made you take the job?
I want them to hear a set of different voices, a different viewpoint than they've had on that campus in an awfully long time. And so I got the opportunity to do it, and I'm going to go try my piece.
Does it seem like a institution is missing $400 million? Do they really want to use that? I mean, they've been denied that by the administration for not fighting anti-Semitism.
I don't know. I haven't really seen that in my little...
That's exactly what they're paying you, though.
That's exactly right. Dang it. hope the check clears, Brian.
Mr. Secretary, thanks so much for your quality time.
Thank you very
much. You helped our audience significantly. We come back. Steve Case, co-founder of AOL and CEO of Revolution. Don't move.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. You'll get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month. Here's Veronica and Jackie, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
And now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free when they use promo code SECONDFREE. Just call, click, or bring us your bill and see how much you can save. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and use code SECONDFREE to get a free second month. Real people paid to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash, and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, huh?
My brother got life insurance from Ethos, and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/news. That's ethos.com/news.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Bill monthly.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. Fox News Audio presents the Fox Nation Investigates podcast, Evil Next Door, exploring the life and crimes of five serial predators from across the United States.
It's a very disturbing case.
And never-before-heard interviews and first-hand perspectives.
Described as pure evil. That's a good description.
The Fox Nation Investigates podcast, Evil Next Door. Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Get those W-2s ready. Tax season has arrived. It's the Fox Business Tax Tips. Fox News Radio's Jeanne Cassola and Hillary Barsky are joined by the hosts of the Fox Business Network to provide you with the latest tips, tricks, and updates on filing your taxes. From deadlines to tax law changes to the latest deductions, we'll cover it all to make sure you keep that hard-earned money where it belongs, in your pocket. Listen and follow the Fox Business Tax Tips at foxnewspodcasts.com. Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Indeed, new businesses play a significant role in net new job creation, according to data from the National Bureau of Economic Research. Yet entrepreneurs, especially those outside of Silicon Valley and Boston and New York, still face significant challenges in accessing the capital they need to start and scale. In 2017, when Revolution launched our Rise of the Rest seed fund, led at the time by J.D. Vance, who is now our vice president, roughly 75% of venture capital flowed to just three states, California, Massachusetts, and New York, with 47 states left to share the remaining 25%.
That was Steve Case, co-founder of AOL and CEO of Revolution. He was speaking in front of Congress a couple of weeks ago, testifying in front of the House Financial Committee about the access to capital, securities reform, and economic growth across the country. But he was there at the beginning of the dot-com boom. It went bust, and now we're in the middle of it, and now we're looking at an AI boom. Will it go bust, and how to navigate it? Let's bring in Steve Case now. He's also on Zoom, so you could watch him here at home. Steve, great to see you. You're not aging. That means there's no stress in your life while changing America and the world. What can we learn from the dot-com boom to keep us from a bust in AI?
Well, I think in retrospect, the dot-com boom was 25 years ago, almost exactly when AOL merged with Time Warner and a lot of things were happening in the space. And some people decided then that maybe the internet thing was just a passing fad. Obviously, it turned out to be much more fundamental. I think we'll see the same with AI, but certainly there'll be some market corrections. Some valuations will be a little bit off. And what's also different is back then, 25 years ago, most of the big companies, AT&T, General Electric, didn't really believe in the internet, didn't really invest heavily in the internet. Now it's the biggest company, the big tech companies that are really all in. So it doesn't create quite the same opportunity for the startups, and we saw in the early days of the internet, but there's still a lot of capital, a lot of venture capital flowing to a lot of those AI startups. So I think there's some things that are similar, some things that are different.
Steve, does it blow you away when you look back and think back where we're in, or where we are at now in with the internet, to know that you went to these major corporations with the smartest business people in the world and they didn't see the vision or what was ahead?
Oh, yeah. When we started, it was actually, AOL, we started 40 years ago in 1985. Back then, only 3% of people were online. Those 3% were online an average of 1 hour a week. And it took us a while to convince even the personal computer manufacturers to build a modem, a communications modem into their PCs because they thought it was more of a peripheral device. Most people wouldn't use it. Most people didn't believe email or e-commerce would ever take off. So it was a lesson. And it frankly took us a decade before we finally broke through, which is another difference with AI. It took AOL 9 years to get 1 million customers. It took ChatGPT 3 months to get 100 million customers. So you can just see the pace of innovation is really accelerated, in part because the internet now is so broadly deployed. When you launch an app like a ChatGPT, it can get global adoption almost overnight. That was not the case in the early days of the internet. It was much more slow. You had to build the infrastructure, educate people about the reasons to get online. So it was much more of a slog, kind of a 10-year in the making overnight success.
Do you think there's a humility now as we go into the AI world to where you're not quite sure, but you're open to what might be next that maybe didn't exist in the linear world back then?
Absolutely. The exciting thing about AI is we're starting to see it really impact fundamental aspects of our lives and big industries. So we backed a company in Chicago called Tempus, for example, using AI to more precisely diagnose when you get cancer or other diseases and what treatment you should get. We backed a company in Syracuse, New York called Hidden Level using AI to detect drones in the sky, what's safe and allow, what are things that police and others should be more concerned about. We backed a company in Seattle, Washington called Carbon Robotics using AI and lasers and robotics to more precisely weed farms. And so this is not just about AI platforms that people think about in terms of the apps. It's how it impacts farming, how it impacts healthcare, how it impacts, safety and defense. That's what we're starting to see. But it is important. It's what I testified in Congress a couple of weeks ago. It does not just be the entrepreneurs in places like Silicon Valley or New York City. How do we back entrepreneurs all across the country, create jobs all across the country, which is what Rise the Rest has been about now for the last decade.
So Tristan Harris from Social Dilemma was on with us, and he said, I wouldn't be so worried about being first. He goes, we were first with the internet, and look at how much damage we did in terms of controlling people online and access to the internet and social media platforms. Are you concerned about being first?
Well, AI for me, because I've been around a while, is sort of interesting. It first came about 70 years ago. Artificial intelligence, AI, first got worked on and even named 70 years ago. So it actually has been building very slowly. It just really took off in terms of consumer adoption in the past couple of years. And I think because of the pace of that adoption, this, again, is a little bit different than the early days of the internet, because the internet developed so slowly, policymakers, whether it be here in Washington, D.C. or in Europe or other places, had a kind of hands-off sort of light-touch approach. You don't really understand what's happening here. Let's kind of take a, let's see how it develops. Now there's more pressure to think about what the regulations are because of some of the lessons learned with social media and other kinds of things. And because big tech is getting bigger, that also creates some concerns around antitrust. So I think you're seeing not just in our country, but other countries, more engagement on this. But it's going to be tricky. How do you strike a balance between not over-regulating, which will stifle innovation, but at the same time not kind of having your head in the sand doing nothing? And so figuring out what that right mix is, what sort of the Goldilocks solution is, not too big, not too small, just right, is really tricky. And hopefully we'll figure that out in the next year or two in our country.
25 seconds. Who should be on that board to talk about regulations? I really worry about Congress doing it because they're not like you. They don't live this every day.
Congress obviously has lots of different issues to deal with, and some of these things are pretty complicated. So having dedicated people who really understand the industry, understand the technology, understand the societal implications is important. There was some bipartisan work in the Senate that I was part of the last couple of years to kind of educate folks in the Senate. I think that's helpful. Gotcha. But obviously the pace of innovation continues to...
Thanks so much, Steve Case.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? At MD Hearing, we call it outrageous. Because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic need everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Sandra Porps, head of audiology at MD Hearing. If you or a loved one have trouble hearing but don't want to waste thousands for a hearing aid, MD Hearing was created for you by doctors and audiologists. A high-quality, FDA-registered hearing aid for a fraction of the price. No costly doctor visits, no expensive and time-consuming fittings, no bulky, old-fashioned hearing aids that cost thousands. The MD Hearing Neo is just $297 per pair. It's rechargeable and fits discreetly in your ear. Even better, it lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 90% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing risk-free for 45 days by calling 800-918-3920. Plus, you'll get free shipping. Call now, 800-918-3920. That's 800-918-3920.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Miss the show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.